The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Let's run through these couple calls here. Calls in Miami.
Hi, my name is Charles Stabilak. And I'm calling from Miami.
That's interesting.
And I just want to tell you that I'm not out for tickets, first of all.
Yeah, right. That's what was going on. See, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I lull myself into this false sense of security, and I think you people are, like, really with me here.
No, see, I have something to contribute.
What?
I first wanted to say that you're my favorite D-E-E-J-A-Y, and...
That word?
What's that?
I hate DJ. You know, I've always hated that word.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know, for loss of a better term, I guess.
DJ, because DJ stood for disc... jockey.
Yeah.
You were riding the records. As soon as they went to CD, disc jockey, well...
Well, I work at a Publix here in Miami, and I saw a story today.
Deli counter?
What's that?
Deli counter?
No, actually, checkout.
Anybody that works at a deli counter gets my utmost admiration.
Yeah, all the various meats and things.
Try the Lewis Rich, very thin turkey, breast milk sodium, please. Lewis Rich doesn't make low sodium.
Well, speaking of spare meat, I saw this story about... This guy who became a girl, a transsexual, and she married another lesbian. She became a transsexual to marry a lesbian.
I have a friend that's got an interesting situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah?
Yep.
What do you think I look like? A jackass?
Don't give me your problems! Come on, you... Randy Rhodes sucks donkey ass, you fat cow! We haven't...
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right here, right now.
I don't know. What's that new outfit they're wearing?
Mike, everyone loves Christmas.
Yeah, all right.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. It's like Christmas in December.
There you go.
And all the ships at sea. Say hi to the keynote speakers at the BM Supper. Oscar Animo.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Wednesday, November 6th. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Hi, Donna Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Yeah, right there.
Look at that.
Right there.
Look at that.
You're not going to find it tighter than that.
Pretty incredible.
It was pretty.
Go to any nunnery, and you're not going to find it tighter.
No.
Go to the church of your choice. Walk up to the woman who's wearing the Sister Mary elephant thing, and if you dare to go down there, you will not find it tighter than you've just heard it right there.
Pretty darned overwhelming.
Tighter than a nun. Thank you, and hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Well, Erection Day is done, and I guess the only race that I really cared about was the douchebag that bought all those website domain names that rightly should belong to us.
He was a token candidate. He didn't have a chance anyway.
He of course,
that election was that was a foregone conclusion.
Mm-hmm. He, of course, got his ass kicked last night. And the right thing to do at this point would be to simply give back the domain names to us. All of the domain
names. We sure like them.
That he has. Going back to yesterday's episode, if I can very briefly, and I will keep this as brief and concise as possible.
Right.
We have rescheduled American Idiots.
Mm-hmm.
It will happen next week.
Okay.
And we'll have a website where you can vote.
Good.
And you can hear the music.
Good.
And everything is fine.
Everything's hunky-dory.
And Lisa's fine, and we're fine.
Good.
And
I'm all right.
You're always fine.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're fine because Mike did me the great pleasure last night of giving me a ride home.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
been a horrible night, too. I was having a great deal of trouble. You know, Don lives down one of these snaky little roads there, and it's tough vision dark and rainy.
And I'd like to think that in return for the ride home,
yes,
I gave you a good 40 minutes of my best therapy.
You gave me an ear, which is a good thing to have. I do tell you about my innermost goings-ons, and, you know, it was very nice to purge that a little bit. I really don't bring you up to speed on that very often.
No, and you know, I mentioned to my wife when she got home, the reason that she couldn't pick me up last night, of course, was that it was diversion night, number one, the art class.
Ah.
You know, another one of the to go along with the stained glass class.
The many diversions.
Yes, to go along with the yoga class, all the other stuff that she's doing.
Well, you'll be happy to know that, you know, dropping you off didn't make me all that late for my number one diversion, so I was able to make it to dinner with drinks, lots of drinks. You know.
And anyway, I think I had mentioned to Frieda last night as we were discussing the fact that she's going to get a website for us.
Excellent.
For the show.
That's nice.
She's got a domain name that has not been snapped up by somebody,
uh-huh,
right? And we like it, and it fits for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Frida's just going to be in charge of this. Now, this is what I want her diversion to be, to be in charge, to make a website. When we got something that we want to put up, whether it's pictures,
we just jump right in,
or a poll, mm-hmm, or you know, or just we just want some feedback. Although that'll never happen, but in theory, in case it does. And we've avoided having a website in the past because, frankly, I think they all suck unless there's a button that you can click there to hear audio from the radio.
Right.
And CBS still will not allow any of its shows to be broadcast over the Internet legally.
But we need it. We need it, and that was determined yesterday that we need this kind of thing to, you know, to have our audience interaction. And I think it's going to be terrific.
So anyway, she and I were discussing that last night, and she said, well, who drove you home last night? And I said, well, Mike was nice enough to drive me home. And I'll tell you now, I'll embarrass you for a second. I'll be gay for just a second.
Really?
Be homo-y just to say that it was nice. And I said to her, it's refreshing that, you know, you and I will have been working together 18 years in about a month.
Right.
That still after 18 years...
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're still pals.
And we can talk to each other like that. It's very good.
You know, most radio disc jockeys, they work together for a period of time, and really it's an act. They hate each other, and
right,
they come in and they fake it.
Right.
And I was just commenting to Frida how, you know, I'm glad that we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry for all the crap you're going through in your life,
mm-hmm,
but,
You know, I thought we had a real good talk last night.
Yeah, I mean, I value what you have to say, and it's something that, a lot of people go through this. And, you know, to be honest with you, I've made it through the tough part of it, and you're able to get a little more analytical about things, and it's still tough, and it's tough every day, and it's tough when you have, and it's tougher when you have children. But, you do what you can, and you make your way, and you try to do the best job you can. And you drink a lot.
I'm analyzing this when I'm talking to Frieda, and she was like, well, what was Mike saying? What was he saying? And it was passing.
I think I was being pretty pragmatic.
Yeah, and I was passing.
That's the way I am right now.
Passing along some of the stuff that you were saying, and some of the stuff, obviously, I keep to myself.
Right.
And I said, but every once in a while, I think we would both catch ourselves when we would find ourselves coming to a point when maybe there was actual compassion coming from both sides. And then each of us would stop and say something like, man, there's nothing like a Cadillac, is there? I don't know if you noticed it, but on more than one occasion, we'd be going that way. You'd say something, I'd say something, you'd say something. There'd be an awkward moment of silence, and then you'd go, wow, this car really rides great, doesn't it?
How about this Cadillac,
How about this Cadillac?
Is this terrific or what?
You have to do that. Yeah.
Well, you do that or, then you just start blubbering.
Yeah. Right.
You know, man, who wants to do that?
Kissing.
That is mighty embarrassing.
Jesus Christ.
It was it was an interesting. But how about that car, huh?
Yeah, right. I
mean, really.
Mike, you know what I say.
I'm very proud of the whale.
Nothing rides like a Cadillac, especially an old one.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into mine today.
Yeah.
I got the rapper's Cadillac.
Right.
And
you got the modern one.
The Escalade. And it's a big, gigantic monster of a vehicle. And now's the time, if you're lucky enough to live in one of the most taxed counties in America, Fairfax County, Virginia, now's the time that you have to change your county sticker.
Yes, absolutely.
This, for me, this is just being anal retentive. This kills me.
Is November your month to do it?
Yeah, well, you have to have the sticker on, I think, by November 15th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've had the sticker for about a month.
Right, and you have to pay the tariff. That
And I don't mind that. I mean, Frieda, as always, handles the bills. My problem is I've got the inspection sticker that says 903. And when I had the car inspected in September, that is lined up perfectly. It's absolutely symmetrical, perfect.
Right.
Now, the county sticker goes directly to the right of the inspection sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm finding, I'm in there scraping with one of those razor blade thingies, that I can't get the old sticker all the way off.
I don't take the old sticker off. I put the new one to the left of it.
Well, see, I've seen people who do that, and that is...
If you have a car long enough, it'll go along the whole windshield.
Yeah, I know.
That screams that you're 70 years old. Yeah, Why would you do that? Old people do that. What do you mean?
Look.
That's what old people do.
I agree.
Just line them up.
I agree. What you're supposed to do is scrape it off
and
put the new one on where the old one went.
Does it say that in the literature?
Uh-huh. It says that in the old person's handbook.
Now, stop it being... Well, it's on my Cadillac that I did that.
So anyway,
I might have done it on the other car.
Here's my problem. Here's my dilemma. The dilemma is that I'm not able to totally scrape off last year's sticker, which is green in color.
Lighter fluid.
It's too light. I've already effed it off. What I figure I'm going to do is say, well, what the hell? The new one is yellow.
Yellow.
What I'll do is I'll just put the yellow one on because there's just a little bit of the green that's left showing around the edges.
Right.
I'll just put the yellow one on directly over the face of where the green one was and actually... The green and the gold might merge, and it might look good.
This is where we are not free. We don't live in a free country.
No.
Well, the problem
is... buy your car, get your license and registration, and then F this sticker crap.
The problem is that because of the way the dashboard is in this gigantic vehicle, it's a sunken dashboard, you got to lean over with the palm of your hand and... put the sticker in, and you got one shot with this thing because it's the glue, the government glue that has no second chance. And what happens is I slap it into place, I get out of the car, I go to the window, and I see it's crooked.
Oh, my God.
Now, this drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It drives me nuts. Immediately, I go back in the car thinking, Maybe the government glue hasn't had time to seal yet.
Right. No, you're going to rip it all to shreds.
You're right. I peel off. I start to peel off very carefully the yellow sticker.
Right.
When suddenly it gets stuck with the green sticker.
Yeah.
And now the yellow sticker.
The only peel off you want to do is rice.
It has totally ripped in half now.
Oh, yeah. No.
Now the yes bus. Thank you for sharing, Mike.
That's illegal. Yeah, I hate that.
That's not illegal.
You are breaking the law when that happens.
So what I do is I...
Going to jail.
I get a piece of tape, and I tape it back on, and I'm looking at... I spent maybe, roughly, conservatively, 30 minutes today, like a moron, standing in front of my car looking at this, thinking, you know what? It's just... It's not centered.
Right. Yeah.
It's not straight. It's driving me crazy.
Right.
So then I pick up the phone, and I call DMV. Now I'm waiting for an option here. If you didn't get your sticker on straight, please press 8. There is no such option.
Huh.
So finally they say...
They send those out. They don't want to go through the time and trouble of doing it all over again.
They say for sticker information, press 8.
Okay.
So press 8. I go through the exercise of waiting. The lady comes on, and this is the reaction I get. I said, hi, this is me, and I have, this car... And I put the sticker on, but I wasn't able to take the old one off all the way. And
then what you tell me, drill sergeant.
I put the new sticker on, and the new sticker is crooked, and it's going to drive me crazy. So I was wondering, is it possible that you could send me a replacement sticker? And I actually hear the woman take the telephone, and she goes, just a moment, please. And I hear her sit the phone down, and I swear to Christ, I hear her go, I got a guy on the phone who want a new sticker because his old sticker is not square. Hold on, no, come here, you talk to me. The next thing you know, she's got me on a speakerphone.
Right,
oh,
right.
No.
And I hear that.
You're today's pet project.
Would you please repeat that, sir?
And I said, yes, I'd like a new sticker because...
Mine is crooked.
I put the other one on crooked, and it'll drive me crazy for an entire year. And at this point, I hear what must be 6 or 7 people really, really laughing.
Yeah.
And she says, we don't... Yeah, right, it's like this. It's like... Finally, she did tell me that... If the windshield were to be broken, that they would replace the sticker.
And so you hung up and probably went out and got a sledgehammer?
No. So what I did was I went out.
There you go.
What I will do is
take that DMV.
What I will do is I will call them and I will say, I broke my windshield and then I need a sticker. And then what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to apply some kind of physics and math, and I'm going to have to get me some kind of a device
to get the other one off there.
To get it off is not going to be a problem.
Which do you think is worse, a crooked sticker or lying to the authorities?
I'm not lying to the authorities. No. I would pay.
Is your windshield damaged?
My windshield is not damaged.
Is that what you're going to tell them?
I would rather not say right now. But yes, it is.
Good
I
man.
Will tell them that I've had to have the windshield replaced, and I need the new sticker. Yeah, Robbie?
You didn't do what I did once that is really one of the stupidest things ever. Because, when you're replacing these stickers, invariably it's cold outside.
Right.
So I had the heat running and the defroster. And so when I went to put the sticker on trying to get it straight, the defroster blew it up dead center and bonded it to the dead center of my windshield. And you should have seen it. It just looked like fast
motion.
Was
this after you scraped off the old sticker?
Yeah, I had nothing. I just had a sticker in the middle of my...
Can I tell you both?
And I know it's ridiculous, but it's something that really will bother me.
Well, me too.
The whole way into work today, I'm bothered. I'm looking at this thing going,
about a minute and a half.
What?
To put yours on?
Yeah, but I didn't scrape the old one off.
Oh, well,
so I'm doing the old man thing, but
that's cheating.
But I have three. Well, I just zipped it on there. You know?
All I know is that really for about 30 minutes today it drove me crazy, and the whole way into work, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking it's not straight. It's not straight.
Right.
It's not straight. It drives me nuts.
It's kind of like your odometer thing.
Yeah, now I got over the odometer thing.
But it's still kind of an obsessive, it's kind of a compulsive thing.
1,000% obsessive compulsive.
I think they ought to be put in the far left corner of the windshield.
I think they ought to be eliminated. Why do we have to crap up our windows with stickers?
I agree.
Pay the damn tax and leave us alone.
Listen to him.
Wow.
Listen to him, everybody.
Did you
hear
that?
Listen to Buzz Burbank.
The hate sticker. You know what that is? That's not only somebody who's kind of like a hippie, but he's a neatnik.
Listen to
yes,
that.
My doctor, he said I can have it.
What? What was that? Who was that?
That was, I was playing something blind there, Buzz. All I know is it was something that has to do with Bill O'Reilly.
Oh.
O'Reilly.
You know, oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
Ah, well, that's good news, I guess. Now, is somebody doing a Dr. Phil? Is somebody doing a Letterman Dr.
Yeah.
Phil with Bill O'Reilly?
You know, oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
I compliment whoever stole that great comedy idea?
Yeah. I don't know.
Would that be the man with the big head over here?
No, kudos to Travis.
Travis
Adelin. Yeah.
Travis Bickle.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I see no reason why we cannot steal that Letterman bit and have each day the Bill O'Reilly moment.
Good feature.
I saw O'Reilly and I thought, you know, Buzz said something political.
Right.
So there you go.
Here's today's Bill O'Reilly moment.
You know, oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
There you go. Anyway,
he'll get mad.
Terribly upset about the whole sticker thing. And sorry to waste your time with it, but better than you than me paying some guy $75 to sit down for a half hour to tell him, yeah, okay, well, you're a little compulsive, but don't worry about it.
Don't worry at all.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike, buddies.
Hi.
I leave a corner of my, you know, the backing that comes with the sticker? If you leave a corner of that backing on, you can just peel the whole sticker off. And you don't have to go through that scraping nonsense. And I drive a STS, so I just want to say, what's up, my Cadillac brethren?
All right, thank you, my friend. If only I would have known. Hello.
Wait. I mean, you leave the corner hanging all year?
You leave part of the backing on. He leaves it on all the time. Yeah.
All year. That would drive me crazy as well, though.
I know, me too.
Hello, Don Mike.
Don, do you have an OCD?
A C-Day? I have a C-Day.
No, OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder.
Yeah, in some regard, I believe I do.
Because it's just a riot listening to you freaking out about this stupid sticker.
And I do.
What if it was on upside down? What difference does it make? As long as it's on there.
That would drive me off nuts. Mm-hmm. It would drive me.
Feels that way about her car. Feels that way about her garden.
Mike.
Hi.
It would drive me off the deep end. Rather than say it would drive me nuts. It would drive me crazy.
I just plunked mine down right next to the old sticker. Just did it zip right on there on the Cadillac.
And you know what else I've done? Yeah, don't think I've ever mentioned this on the air. Back around 9/11, I got me one of them stickers. One of those American flag stickers that you put on the inside of the car, and I put it very neatly in the upper right-hand corner of the big back window, and then didn't even think that after I put the sticker in there, I shut it, and the window is that dark mirror.
It's tinted.
Tinted, and you can't even see it.
Oh. Best to get a magnet.
Yeah, you can only see the American flag from inside my car. So you only know that I'm patriotic if you're sitting in my car.
Right.
If you see me out on the road, you can't see it. You don't know. You think I'm a commie.
Have you attempted to take the flag down?
No. See, and I won't because of the whole thing.
Yeah.
You can't see it from the outside of the car, but it's perfectly situated. I mean, it's perfectly situated. You know how in the back window of a car you got those little lines for the
defroster?
For the defroster? Yeah. It's perfectly centered in the middle of those.
So you're so pleased with it, you just keep it there for your own pleasure.
Absolutely.
I understand.
Sure, gotcha.
I understand completely.
I'm nuts. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
How would you like to feel the zesty snap? Snap with my dude dads on your tookies, sir. What it do to you? What it do today?
No,
hello.
Thank you, sir.
Don and Mike show.
Nice. Yes, how come you don't scotch tape the front of your sticker before you put it on? That way it doesn't stick right away to it, and then you can center it with scotch tape.
Well, you know, where all you people...
Well, wait a minute. If you center it with scotch tape, then you eventually have to take the backing off and then reposition it again.
No, just do that with scotch tape.
Huh?
You mean hold it in place with scotch tape and then sort of reach around and peel the backing off?
Right.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I haven't tried that.
Nearly impossible to do, though, if you have a big...
Can I tell you one other thing?
Yeah. Big hands, true.
Yeah, I'm from Sacramento, so we don't have to worry about those stickers. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
His little band.
Yeah. Hello. Todd and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I wanted to tell you, when you get your next sticker, you can mist it with water, because I'm the same way. I have to have everything perfectly straight.
Yeah.
If you mist it with water first, you can slide it around and it dries and it's fine.
Mist it with your own water, Don.
And you know the
make
thing,
water on it, Don.
The thing is, I'm really, you know, in a lot of ways, and my wife certainly is trying to point this out on the show, I'm a slob in many ways. But when it comes to, like, the sticker in my car, or last night, I'll give another good example. My son and I are watching the show 24.
Right.
And a great show.
Yeah.
I've got a thought about that as well. We're watching it, and here's what he's doing that's driving me crazy. The coffee table that's in front of the chairs where we're watching TV, I have a stack of magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts his big Herman Munster feet out there, and he keeps pushing the stack of magazines.
Oh, I'm a big man. I don't like that either.
And I keep saying to him, stop doing that. If you're going to put your feet on the coffee table, put your feet on the coffee table over here where there's room. Or let's switch seats, but you keep pushing the magazine.
Or grab him an ottoman.
And he said to me, at one point, he just said, you're crazy. He said, really? You're crazy. He said, when we're done watching the show, I will stack them back up very neatly.
So because he was moving his feet around, they were just sliding, and the magazines were...
Yeah, and it was bothering me. Mm-hmm. And about the show 24, here's my only complaint. I was telling Mike this before the show today. My only complaint with 24 is that I don't believe the bomb will ever go off. Because if the bomb ever goes off, the show's off the air. Jack's dead. The president's dead. Everybody's dead.
Right.
So I do not live in fear of the bomb going off on 24. That is the only flaw, I believe, of that otherwise perfect show.
Do you hold out the possibility, though, that they would, in their 24-hour day, that they would be able to evacuate everybody out of the city?
No. Mm-mm. I do not. Too many people in Los Angeles. Yeah. Too much traffic.
We're just the primary cast members.
And now, what did the thing say yesterday? Like a 89 to 93% chance?
Yeah, that's right. When that scumbag left.
Right.
Boy, yeah, you know, I don't like him at all.
Nor do I.
I don't like his little Don Johnson beard either.
That is my only complaint with an otherwise fantastic show, mm-hmm. 24, that I realize, well, why am I getting all caught up in this? If the bomb goes off, the show's over.
Yeah. Well, and now there's another bomb to worry about. I mean, not just the big bomb, but at the end of the show.
That's right.
Last night, it's the little bomb that they're going to take to the terrorism place.
Right. Kiefer Sutherland's in that van with
and
those
he's
guys.
He's got to sit there and go, okay, sounds good to me, after he broke the guy's ankle.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I tell you, that's some kind of 24 hours.
Hello, Don and Mike. And you know who's not been treated fairly by the time fairy? It's Roseanne's daughter.
Roseanne's daughter, who, you know,
Sarah Gilbert.
Sarah Gilbert just sitting there in the nerve center of the terrorist squad.
Mm-hmm. The computer girl.
Man, oh man, she's
all pimply and everything.
Not as pale as 100 gallons of milk.
Yeah. But she's on a hit show.
Yeah.
Robbie, we can talk about this now, right?
Absolutely.
We did have, you know, the last couple of days, we've all been very much on edge because of something Rob was going through that we've not spoken about,
right?
Because it's Rob's deal and it's private, and this is not a joke. And we couldn't be happier that there was a situation with Rob's newborn son, which has been resolved. And Rob, the situation was
starting like about last Tuesday night, very late. He stopped being able to hold any sort of food down, and his appetite was fine, and he was eating as much as ever. But about a half hour after he ate, he'd throw up. Like good exorcist style projectile vomiting out his mouth and nose.
Right.
Couldn't hold anything down, and we tried to figure out if it was an allergy or perhaps he didn't like the kind of formula he was on. And they finally took him into the emergency room real late on Sunday night, and he had something what was called pyloric stentosis. And the pylorus is like a little tube at the base of the stomach that opens and contracts to push food from the stomach into the intestines.
Right.
And there's an outer muscle that had enlarged and it stayed contracted. Mm-hmm. So no food could go from his stomach down to his intestines at all. I mean, it was impossible. The thing is, it's not a real common thing to happen. It happens, they said, to like 3 in 1,000 babies, most commonly firstborn male children aged 3 to 5 weeks and mostly Caucasians, which is all what my child is, amazingly.
Right.
And so they found out that this was like a total blockage at this point. They... Thank God did the procedure on Monday night. It went perfectly. He's up to eating 2.5 ounces at a time, and he should come home tonight.
That's great news. So what you're saying, though, technically, is that your son had a white person's malady.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I don't know how that happened.
And, you know, we all have kids, except Buzz. Sorry about that, Buzz. But Buzz has cats.
Yeah.
And anytime anything's wrong with your kid, especially a newborn being operated on.
No, yeah. Rob was, Rob was putting up the good front, but, boy, that was a tough few days for you with all night in the hospital.
It was
and,
really
glad everything getting worked out.
Anyway, we could not be happier.
Yeah. To all the doctors and nurses who helped out, because they really were amazing.
It's
and
a fine little joint over there, that place.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And when, you know, just I actually stayed the night with him last night, and to get him up every 3 hours and to see him take food and to get a smile from him last night for the first time in very many days.
That's
the greatest.
Excellent.
He's feeling better. So
that's good.
You know, we had all been praying for, for Tripp, and we were all concerned for you and glad that he's okay.
Truly amazing nowadays what they can do. I mean, with premature kids, with kids that have problems when they're newborns.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. And that is an area where they've really made progress.
Do tell about, though, Tripp getting pissed off.
Oh, he's got a temper. Keep in mind, he's, what now, he's 35 days old. So, mm-hmm. I mean, really, just really, really young still. He came out of the procedure, which only took about 35 minutes.
Right.
They actually cut around the belly button. Sorry, Buzz.
Yeah.
But they cut around it.
Buzz has no belly button.
So it won't leave a scar. But when it's done, he came up from the to the room, and he had a small, tiny little breathing tube. I think it went to his stomach to keep his stomach clear.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't be able to hold anything down.
Right.
And it was coming out of his nose, just tragic to see, and taped down with that thick, clear medical tape.
Oh, right.
Inside of 10 minutes, he twice took the tape off his face and pulled the tube out.
Wow.
And finally, the doctor just said, he really doesn't want it, so let him just go.
Right. Rob's in the hospital. On the telephone, telling me about this, this was after Tripp's out of the woods. And everything.
Yeah.
He says, it was the baby's equivalent of going, God damn it.
Yeah, just doing this again. F you.
Angry.
F you. And I mean, he just ripped the tape right off his face, so he's got strength and motor skills, which leads me to believe he takes after his mother.
There you go.
Because I don't know that I could have done it. He's doing great, so God bless him.
Yeah. Good news. And glad we could talk about that. That is what the situation was that involved Rob.
Big relief.
That's what it's all about, gang. I mean, no matter what you do, I mean, you do a little radio show, you do a lot, but that's the real stuff.
Yeah, important
you live
stuff.
Amen. In life.
But I knew that Tripp was okay when I got the call from Rob saying first that he'd, you know, come through the procedure,
right.
And then when Rob said, well, this was his way of saying goddamn, and then I hang up the phone and it rings again, it's Rob again, and he says, turn on Channel 9 right now. Oh, my God. There's a new announcer on The Price is Right. That's when I knew.
Rob was fine.
Yeah, everything
was
fine.
Rob was back to normal.
Everything was fine with the baby.
Right.
He's back to watching The Price is Right.
And that's when he knew that Tripp was doing fine and Rob was back together with his old friend.
Yeah.
The Magic Box.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, I wanted to see if you'd kissed and made up with Lisa yet.
What do you mean? I don't kiss.
Sorry. I meant literally.
Do you not listen to the show?
I did listen, but I meant literally.
We actually tied that up on yesterday's program.
I know. I meant a kiss.
No.
There wasn't a passionate tongue kiss at any time.
Mike. Better.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Repeatedly. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
As we all have at one time or another.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Rob.
Yeah, he's here.
Hey, Rob.
Here he comes.
Oh, here he comes.
Hey there.
Hey, I had a kid. I still have a kid. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. My child had pyloric stenosis as well.
Okay.
At 18 days old, I had to hand him over to the anesthesiologist. Scariest day of my life.
It is. It's horrifying. But, I mean, isn't it amazing how the turnaround is so fast after the procedure?
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, did he have a fast recovery like Tripp did?
Oh, yeah, real quick.
Yeah,
but it was tenuous at best while it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in any case, let your mind rest at ease. I'm sure he'll be completely fine. My kid's 9 years old now, and he eats wonderfully. He'll chow down an entire 16-inch pizza by himself now.
Someday.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that your son will be able to do that, Rob.
Yeah, it'll be fine. His stomach will be great, but he'll have heart trouble.
Hello. Not in my show. Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hello, Don.
Hello.
Hey, Upstate Eagle here with you.
You what?
Upstate Eagle here with you.
What is the matter with your phone? We can't hear you.
I can't even hear you. What?
I apologize. Hey, Don.
What?
You have obsessive compulsive order. There's no diss about it.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye. Hello.
Obsessive compulsive order.
I don't know. Right, because I want things to be neat and in order. I get jokes.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, man. This is Ola calling from Philly.
Yes, Ola. Hi.
Hey,
Hey, man, I just want to talk to Rob. He's got some support from the black community. I'm glad to hear that his child is doing well.
Oh, thank
you.
Thank you.
Doesn't that make you feel bad, Rob?
No.
Hey, Rob. Doesn't that make you feel bad, man?
There you go.
I hope you feel bad.
You have dreams about me, Rob.
Because the brothers are taking over Philadelphia, Rob.
Yeah, right.
I hope he's racked with guilt now, sir.
Oh, I am.
Nice call.
You so too.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hola.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Don, I had a situation like that with my sticker in my car. I'm just like you. If you take some construction paper or dark paper, cut out a square much the same size as the one that's crooked.
Yeah.
Tape it with clear tape on the inside so that you cannot see the sticker from the inside, but still be able to see it from the outside.
Jesus Christ, we are.
Shut up. I'm digging what this guy's saying. What you do is, give me my moment, please. Please, I'll give you your moments.
Yep.
Give me my moment.
All right.
I believe here.
Scares me, these kind of calls.
I believe what this guy's saying is, let me see if I follow. I cut out a piece of construction paper, dark construction paper, the same size as the sticker. Using regular tape, I tape it to the outside of the windshield, thus giving myself a perfect diagram. Is that what you're saying? To put
tape it from the inside
there,
so it can still be seen from the outside, but yet you don't have to see the sticker itself.
What?
All you're seeing is the square construction piece of paper.
I'm seeing the paper
from the inside.
I think you had a good idea, Don. I think what this guy is saying is put construction paper on the inside of the windshield so you don't have to see that your sticker is crooked.
No, I would rather put the construction paper on the outside of the vehicle so that I have like a target to shoot for.
Here's what you should do. All right, strip down to your shorts.
Okay.
Hello, Donna Mike. Please allow me this. Allow me this.
He didn't make any sense, though.
No, but he did.
He was telling you to just get a piece of construction paper and cover up your crooked sticker, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
But he did give me a good idea.
No, you created that idea on your own because maybe you had that thought where you take a piece of construction paper and you put it out, you go out to the outside of your car.
Right.
You look where you want your sticker to be perfect. Perfectly, and then you sync up your sticker.
Right.
That's your own.
Right.
You just created that. That guy didn't. All he did was construction paper.
Partial credit.
Yeah. Partial credit.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Partial idiot credit.
Inspired.
See you tonight at the big BM supper. Hello, Don and Mike.
PLBM. Potluck BM.
All you can eat.
All the BM you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
That is good, BM.
Don, for someone who hates anal as much as you do, you're the most anal person I've ever heard.
I know it. God damn it.
That's why you, sir, like everybody else, is invited to the BM supper.
I know it. You noticed today, have you noticed this, that I'm wearing, of course, shocker, yet another kind of Green Bay Packers clothing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I have today on the Packer mock shirt,
but that's not a legitimate Packer sweater, is it?
No, it's not. But
it matches the colors.
Right, it's the shirt, the mock turtleneck,
right,
is green.
Yes.
The sleeveless sweater vest is yellow.
Right.
But because I felt bad because the sweater doesn't say Packers on it.
Right.
I have on, I don't know if you can see this or not,
the socks.
Green Bay Packers socks.
Uh-huh.
I have an actual. Can you see that, Rob?
That is
green socks.
Really good looking.
That have the you see the Packers helmet on them?
On there. Good looking.
So actually my socks match the shirt that I'm wearing underneath the sweater vest.
You know, I might be at the very, very, just the very beginning of being frightened. Tiny little bit. So
I don't know.
A little scared.
Don't be afraid.
You come running down the hallway with like real football pants one day and a helmet. You know, going, my visor's not right.
Well, you know, I'm so excited because our fantasy football is on the worst website known to man, CBSSportsLine.com.
Yeah, where you find out the results like 3 days after the game was played.
I found out I finally won a game. I thought I had lost.
Hey, Don has won a football game.
Congratulations.
Yes, I finally won a game this week.
And are you ready for this? And I want to. This is directed not at anybody here, but at all the people who called in and ridiculed me the day of the draft. And some of the laughs were legitimate. But to all those people, I am not only 5-4. I won the money this week.
Look at that.
Couldn't be happy.
Look at him. Buzz won the pot this week.
So to all you naysayers,
I'm the one who told him he won.
F you.
What, Lisa?
Uh-oh.
The standings have changed again, and now it has you at 0-8 again. Or 0-9 again.
0-9.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. It changed this morning to that you won.
What about my game? Did I win?
Who did you play?
Bart.
No, you lost.
I lost bad?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But I just checked it again just now, and Charlie called and said, yeah, he did win. Or showing it now. It could change again. I don't know.
What is wrong with our website?
How could it, you know what? Boy, oh boy. It's too bad that I really got mad yesterday. I'm out of all the real madness
I know.
That I have.
I know, but you were very happy about the fact.
But that's a pisser.
Hey, but how about this? Had we played, you would have still beaten me at 25 points.
Well, I don't care about
it. So there's that. Oh, but take joy in it.
No, I can't.
I think I had 29 points.
Yes, you were not last.
How can CBS Sportsline dick me around like this?
And you just answered your own question.
They've done it to me.
I know they've done it to you as well.
What does CBS run right?
Oh, God.
Besides this radio station?
Well, of course there's that.
David Letterman.
So now you're telling me that now it says I lost the game.
Right.
Even though earlier today it said I won, and then yesterday it said I lost, and the day before
next
it said
year,
I won.
Next right. year, although we're team players... We have to get a website that does better.
We can't use ESPN.com or something like that. Don't even go through the exercise. Thank you.
Yeah. It might say something different.
No, it says 0-9.
Says 0-9.
Buzz is on it. Yeah. Buzz is into it. Now, what's your record, Buzz?
5-4. Middle of the pack along with three other teams.
And here's how stupid I am.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Lisa called me at home this morning to tell me. She said, have you been to the CBS Sports Line?
Mm-hmm.
They counted the points wrong. Look at the standings. You won your game.
Right.
So I'm looking at the standings, and because I'm an idiot, I go, 1-8. But the team that's in first place is 5-4.
Right.
That means, technically, if I win all my games and they lose all their games, I still got a chance.
You could make the playoffs.
I still got a chance, right? Well, I got no chance. I got no chance. Thanks, CBS.
Chad Lewis is going to kick me over the top.
Yeah, we made that trade.
Yep.
I got Torrey Holt back.
Mm-hmm. I'm deep at wide receiver, so I needed a tight end.
I can tell you for sure that a tight end is what's going to win you games.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Yeah, I want to talk to Rob A.
Yeah, he's here.
Hey, Rob A. I'm 33 and I survived pyloric stenosis.
Oh, good for you.
I was your kid won't be weakly or anything. I was an athlete in college and everything.
Oh, well, he might not be weakly, but he won't be an athlete. Come, sir. Don't get crazy.
You know who else had that procedure?
Who?
Was Bill O'Reilly.
You know, oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
Hello, Don Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Rob, I got a question for you. How many nurses are running around that hospital with the black eyes from the fist of little baby Trip?
They just won't listen. I mean, they're all trained, so-called, but they just won't listen.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going fine.
I just wanted to tell Buzz that I was born with intestinal gastroschisis, where my intestines are outside of my body. Whenever I developed inside.
Man.
And,
Tyler, are you kidding?
I've been through the mill, but that grosses me out.
You should sign up for a circus or something.
How are you doing now?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm
good.
I'm perfectly healthy.
Wait a minute. You were born with your intestines on the outside?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They're completely outside of my body.
How fantastic is that?
That's significant.
That's crazy.
Jesus Christ.
Fantastical.
Wow. Do you like have any pictures?
Of what? Like when I was first born?
Yeah.
No, but here's a crazy story about it. Whenever they put him back inside me, they had to put him in it wasn't like a toothpaste tube, but it was something that was kind of like a toothpaste tube, where they had to slowly squeeze them back into my body.
Oh.
And they had to sew me up. But the thing that I wanted to tell Buzz is that I have so many surgeries that I don't have a belly button as well.
Hey, welcome.
There you go.
Welcome, friend.
I haven't met anybody before like that, and I just wanted to say that there is.
Listen, let's start a club.
Call your ma or your grandma, and if you got a picture of yourself, as a young man, with your intestines on the outside, send it to us, because that's the kind of stuff that I think a disc jockey's webpage should be all about.
We've actually worked for several program directors that were born with cranial bemphysis.
click here to see the incredible boy with the outside intestines.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I've got a sticker solution for you.
Yes, honey, yes.
When you put it on, you leave a little corner unattached so you can grip it when you need to take it off. But then when it's time to change them, you use baby wipes and you moisten the whole thing and it'll pull right off.
All right. Thank you.
Works for your sticker. It works for your private parts.
Thank you very much.
Thank too. Bye-bye.
Yep, here you go. Yeah, the latest score has me losing.
Well, that
just
sucks.
Printed it out.
How many points did you lose by?
16.
He played good, though.
Yeah, Tom Brady. Of course, I didn't start him this week.
Yeah.
Scored 68 points.
Oh, my.
Hey, I have a question. When our running backs run for 100 yards, it doesn't mean anything, does it?
Yes, it does.
You get 10 points.
You get 10 points for 100 yards.
7 points at 75 points.
Mike, you lost. You lost 42 to 29. Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz was the big winner this week.
Yeah.
Buzz beat John Norman 121 to 36.
Wow. That's amazing.
Lisa beat Robin 99 to 25.
Thank you, Dante Culpepper, you idiot.
Bart beat you, Mike.
Right.
And Charles Broyhill. You know, I'm going to be like Al Gore on this. I'm going to ask for another recount.
Good for you.
As of this moment, he beat me, but, you know.
Yeah, let's see if there are any hanging chads.
Yesterday it said I won. Bill, what do you think?
You know, oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
Okay. There you go.
Gotcha.
It's always a good thing.
Yeah. All right, we'll clear the lines.
The oral factor.
Let's get a call number 100. Oh, my God. Someone just sent this fax. Can this be true?
What?
To get a sticker... To get a new sticker, you have to give them the old sticker attached to the broken piece of windshield. Wow. I had to do this when I broke my windshield. I live in Philadelphia.
Otherwise, there'd be a black market for it.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. Wow. Maybe I am going to have to break my windshield.
I think you're going to have to take a sledgehammer to it. Or live with it for the year crooked.
I don't know.
Well, of course, that means anytime we're walking out to the car together, I'll say, look at that sticker.
Shut up. Call 100 right now. Secret Sound, $500. You know the number. You know the drill. Good luck, you animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, if you want to change your image, you got to get your face out there. Oh, on the radio.
That's it. The radio. I'll go on the most popular program of the day. I assume that's still Don McNeil and his Breakfast Club.
The Don and Mike Show. Catering to the BM Eaters. Yeah. The Don and Mike Show.
There they are. We're going to be talking about some BM Eaters here in a second. We have a little frank discussion about radio. Having a problem at one of our affiliates. Tell you about that in just a moment. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're caller 100, my friend.
Really?
Yeah, what's your name?
Chris.
Hey, Chris, where are you from?
Sacramento.
We won't hold that against you. And, Chris, you have won the NFL watch.
All right.
Would you like, let me see, for you we have the Raiders or the 49ers?
Niners.
Niners watch?
Niners, dude.
From NFLwatch.com, high-quality watches from all 32 NFL teams, including the schedule watch. Go to NFLwatch.com now. You'll play for $500. With a kooky, crazy secret sound, a common everyday sound heard in your kitchen, and it's a righteous plug-in. Okay?
A righteous plug-in.
So we'll play you the sound now, give you 15 seconds to identify. What am I thinking? 30. Bill?
You know, oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
There you go. 15 seconds. Please don't answer till Mike sings like?
Eminem.
Eminem, and good luck. Oh, there it is. Well, these are all out of secrets.
Caller, name this sound.
Bill, what's going on?
You know, oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
All right, here it is again for you. One more time. And now, here's Marshall.
You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go.
Yeah. Yeah. For $500.
Thank you.
What is the sound?
Is that a microwave door opening?
Negative.
Oh, we're sorry.
Only been guessed about a million times.
Right.
Thank you. Don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
For you. Okay. It's been a long time since we've had one of these, but it's going to happen, I guess. Okay. Where do I begin? It's the New Orleans station.
Oh, dear.
Nolens.
New Orleans, WXXM-FM. That's the station.
FM station. A significant station, right? I mean, a rather large station.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, it, you know, we're on anywhere between 60 and 100 stations.
Right.
Really, if you really wanted to ask how many, I really don't know.
No, we were never really told.
We really don't know, but we see the accounting, and then it's between 60 and 100. And there are stations that are constantly dropping on and dropping off. And we've frankly grown kind of jaded at this point about the whole thing with the affiliates. That we know that the good ones are the ones that stick with the show, and that's where we have great ratings. And mm-hmm. and then there are other ones that come and go.
Right.
What surprises me about the fact that apparently they've canned the format in New Orleans is that I hold here a copy of Radio Business Report.
Right.
And this would be October 2002. This would be the most recent issue.
Okay.
And you notice right here on the very cover, that would be a picture of you and I.
There we are.
Yeah. It says, it's been a wild ride for Westwood One, Infinity CBS's Don and Mike this year.
Mm-hmm.
While they are forbidden to speak to the media in their new contract, and we are, hey, that's a cherry detail.
Thank you so much.
We asked a couple of affiliates how Don and Mike are doing now that they're back in Afternoon Drive.
Hmm.
And they talked to the guy in San Francisco, and he has nothing but fantastic things to say.
That's good.
And they talked to the guy in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Great things to say.
Good.
Talked to Tim up at WYSP, Philadelphia. He got a very nice quote from Tim.
Really?
But, yeah, hard to believe.
Kidding.
But
kidding, Tim.
Over the top.
Yeah.
The guy that gave us the best quotes of all was Rob Summers, who's the operations manager of WSXM in New Orleans.
Huh. Well, maybe he's out of a job now, then.
So it says right here, Don and Mike, quote from Summers, Don and Mike kick ass. They're just really good at what they do. I mean, they're so good at meeting listeners and playing the TSL game. That means time spent listening. That's a radio thing.
Right.
Love them or hate them, they're just great at what they do.
Yeah. Well, that couldn't be nicer. That's a wonderful quote from an operations manager.
Imagine our surprise when we start getting calls today that the station is now playing gospel music.
Oh, no.
So
the entire station has changed format. Which happens, but I'm surprised, especially after those glowing quotes.
So the guy is quoted. I got to do this thing where, you know, they're not on the air, but I'm going to call them live now.
Mm-hmm. You going to ask for this guy?
Yeah, I'm afraid to ask how come we're not on first.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm afraid you're right, Mike. I think this guy might be gone. Yeah, I would assume. I mean, that's usually what happens.
First, I'll ask and see what happened to our show.
Right. It's been my experience with affiliates that a lot of times it's ownership and not necessarily the manager.
Right. WXXM? Hi, can you tell me my favorite show, the Don and Mike show, is not on today. Can you tell me what happened? The format was changed.
Well, we can't hear what's going on, but Don is having this explained
to him. But the guys that you mentioned, they got fired 2 months ago. What do they have to do with anything now? You were told they changed the format because of the guys that got fired 2 months ago? Reevaluation. Is Rob Summers there? Oh, he's there.
Oh, good. You can say it's you and see if he'll come on the air with us.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know. How do you reevaluate a format when the guys got fired, what is it, over 2 months ago?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No. Well, we'll see if he'll come on the air with us or not.
This is pretty goofy.
Hope so. Oh,
Jesus. They go to gospel music. Wow,
man! You sometimes play what? No, voicemail.
I'm getting voicemail.
Oh God!
Worst thing ever invented. Hold on, let me call him. I'll call back and say it's me.
Well, sounds like a nice guy, and also sounds like he was overruled.
Hold on.
Well, he's promoting his station too.
Yeah, right.
Who knows whether he's a nice guy.
What he said about the show was so on target.
Might be lip service.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buzz. Yeah, hello? Yes, Rob Summers, Don Geronimo on the phone for him, please. Thank you.
Well, let's see if you get right through.
So now we'll see if we get voicemail.
She's probably just putting everybody right through to the voicemail.
But what a lame excuse.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Because Greg and Anthony got fired?
I mean, you're a little late. It's like, took you that long to reevaluate?
2 months later. I thought we were doing good down there.
We liked New Orleans. We were getting good calls from New Orleans.
Yeah.
No. I'm. We'll leave him a message, I guess.
Things move a little slower down south.
That's true.
There you go. Get the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Quote, Don and Mike kick ass. They're just really good at what they do. I mean, they're so good at meeting listeners and playing the TSL game. Love them or hate them, they're just great at what they do. Quote, Rob Summers, October 2002, Radio Business Report.
Hello, Rob, it's Don and Mike.
It's now November 6th, approximately 14 days after this article came out.
What happened? And why did you change formats? We miss our listeners down in New Orleans, and we're getting a lot of negative feedback about this format change.
And I called myself and asked why you changed format, and he said it was because the other guys that got fired 2 months ago.
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense, Robin. We'd love you to come on and clear things up for us.
What the hell does that have to do with anything, for God's sakes? Speaking of God, I think we do perfectly well in a gospel station.
Yeah, see, you can take care of the rest of the station, but leave this show on.
Listen.
We work with any format, even gospel.
Hey, listen, Dick. Don't say nice stuff about us in a trade paper and then cancel our ass 2 weeks later.
Might not be his decision.
Dick.
Well,
if it's not, call us up and let us know.
Yeah.
Maybe someone else is a dick. But all I'm getting is your voicemail. God hates you, Rob Summers.
Oh, no.
God hates you. Hey, Rob, turn on the Satan voice.
Okay, hold on.
Leave this guy a message he won't forget.
I'm sorry. Maximum recording time was exceeded.
No.
If you'd like to listen to your message,
no.
Enter 2.
No. I want to record more.
Thank you. Your message has been sent.
Oh.
If you need further assistance, enter pound now. Thank you, and goodbye.
See if we can set it up. Just leave a message to Satan. Got it, Rob?
Yeah, hold on.
It comes up on right here. Comes up right here?
Yeah, you got Harmonizer 1.
There. Yeah.
You gotta go.
Hold on.
Yeah, yeah. How you doing? Better? Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. It's me, Satan. I will check it in.
How you doing, Satan?
Doing freaking great, Mike.
You gonna leave a message for this guy?
I sure am.
Scare him into calling us back?
An agent's federal.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, hi. Rob Summers, please. Rob Summers. Satan. Put me through this voicemail, bitch. She says, hold on, Satan.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. Thank you, darling. Put me through to the voicemail. Satan commands you. Jesus. Come on, honey. You did it before when I wasn't on the crazy machine. Just put me through. Put me through now. I'm unhappy that Don and Mike are not on.
Satan, you don't want to get him upset.
Come on, put me through the voicemail. Now I'm getting his voicemail.
Very good, Satan. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Here we go. All right.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Rob Summers. Christopher here. Listen, you bastard. You son of a bitch. I'm reading the October 2002 issue of Radio Business Report, where it says, quote, Donnie might kick ass. They're just great at what they do. And how come their show's not on? How can you cancel them? You pussy. I've got a spot reserved for you right here. At my table. Rob, come on down. Have a nice plate of BM. This is Satan. I hate the Christian sound of WXXN New Orleans. And you will feel my wrath, you BM eater. And in case you didn't make the decision, best of luck to you in the next job. You suck. This is Lucifer. Peace out.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
No need.
To listen to it, 2. To re-record.
Let's do it. Two.
Two?
Two.
You think I got the music too hot?
A little bit, but that's okay.
I'm not going to re-record it, though.
He can still hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
If you'd like to add to your message,
no
need. One.
No.
You're still on the machine, right?
Two. No. To re-record, enter pound.
No. Me. Just send it. Send it now.
Your message has been sent.
Thank you.
Send it now.
She obeyed.
Thank you.
Send it now.
As long as I'm at it, let me make another call. Wait 8 seconds.
What are you calling?
You're my knights. In Satan's service.
Very good.
I know a lot of you are wondering how he got the gig here. Alan. Where are you, Alan? Alan, Lyon.
Down line 1 to Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK Radio. I'm unavailable right now, so please leave your name and number with a brief message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Okay.
Thanks, and have a nice day.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Hey, Alan. It's me, Lucifer. Just checking in. What's happening, dude? How's everything going? Things been working out for you since we made our deal, huh? How do you like being the general manager? I got a piece of advice for you. You better get down and make to sign that new contract pretty quick. Lucifer out.
Just a little help from Satan.
That's nice.
Thanks, Satan.
You're very welcome, Mike.
And it's very interesting having you in here with your horns and your tail. How you been?
I've been okay.
I didn't know you were a big Packer fan.
I've been so. Oh, yeah. They rock.
Fantastic. Listen, a friend of mine, Don,
he's coming down here.
They gave him some news that he lost his fantasy game. Is there any way you could arrange that CBS website to spit out some new information?
Yeah, watch this.
Hey, look at that.
It's coming out my ass.
Look what he's doing. He's bending over towards the computer.
Nope.
What exactly are you doing, Satan?
I'm burning CBS Sports Line with my anal vapors.
Wow.
Oh, me like.
Looks like a nice Satan BM.
Me like.
Me like.
Me like.
Should I call? Me like. Hi, Mike. You're coming here too.
I know I am. I'm going down there too. Satan Likey.
Hello.
Jason Vesey.
Hey, Satan, what's up, man?
Just checking in. How are things at WJFK?
I can't get promoted, but other than that, I'm fine. Anything you can do for that on me?
You know the deal, man. Sign your phone.
All right, man. I'll be right down with the pen. I'll sign it in blood.
Thank you, dude.
Money.
I got the sports check you said. Cherry D at WHFS.
Is Charlie Broyhill in the building? Tough to dial the numbers with those big claws.
Hooves,
that's right, hooves.
I haven't cut them in like 3 decades.
I know. Smells like it.
God damn it, I got a hand wheel.
Yeah.
Kills me. Oh, God, does my tail itch.
You want to call Joe Ardinger? I know he's someone you've left out.
How you doing, Joe?
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
It's going great. So, tell me, since you signed your deal with the devil, have you been getting all the Percocet you want?
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
And, Joe, I've also made good on my promise about that catchphrase, sweeping the nation. Have you seen all the T-shirts?
Yes, I have. Thank you.
I saw it yesterday on TRL saying, Stinky Poon! Stinky Poon! That's because you, Joe Hardinger, have signed your life over to me, Satan, the devil.
I was trying to keep it quiet.
Hey, Joe, I see you have Tom screened on line number two.
Yes.
Oh, boy, Tom would love to speak with Satan.
He's back from anger management.
Let me give it a try.
Spanky Pang!
Who is this?
This is Spanky.
I command you, human, speak. What is your name?
Spanky!
This is Satan.
Tom, you're talking to Satan now.
Oh, I'm talking to Satan?
Yeah, this is the devil.
No, it's not. It's Mike.
No, it's not.
Mike.
Mike's talking to you right now, Tom. You're talking to the devil.
Where's Don?
Don stepped out for a second, but in here we have Lucifer.
Tom. Lucifer!
Yes?
Go back to hell!
Oh, he doesn't like you, Satan.
F you, Tom.
F you, too.
F you.
Tom, do you want to fight with the devil?
Yes.
Go ahead, fight with him.
You stupid jerk.
I'll kick your ass.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Get mad at him, Tom.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Anger management class, you dumb tard.
You stupid jerk. Get the egg out of the ass.
How are things going at the group
hall? I'm
going
to kick your own tail.
Can you spell pitchfork?
No, I cannot.
He's not going to spell for you, Satan. He's mad at you.
Mad at you.
Hey, Tom.
No, it's...
You're coming to hell.
No, I'm not.
You're coming to hell. You're going to be eating BM.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. And Dennis, and Dennis Murphy's going to heaven.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, say it.
Thank God.
Well, you brought it out in him.
Say you love me. Say, Satan, I love you.
No.
Say it.
No.
I command you.
No, you command not.
You cannot
say anything.
Tom, I understand if you talk sexy to Satan, it'll make him go away.
No, that's not sexy.
Yes, it is.
Talk sexy to me, Tom.
Yeah, talk sexy to him. Like,
no, I cannot.
Go ahead, Tom, do it.
You blow up, ma'am, and knock you out.
The power of Lucifer compels you, please.
Yeah, you got to talk sweet talk to Satan, Tom. That'll make him go away. No, not a phony voice, Tom. Just talk to him like yourself.
Satan?
Hi.
Why don't you go down to hell and get out of here?
Tom, you got to sweet talk Satan to make him go away.
Satan,
no. Don't worry. Good luck.
How you doing, buddy?
Following instructions.
What you doing?
Hey, Tom.
Wait, what?
How about some anal?
No.
Why not?
You're not getting nothing from me at all.
Well, hey, he's putting you in your place, Sam.
We have anal in hell every day.
You don't say anything to me. I'll come out there and kick your little butt.
Wow. Mom, I have one last message for you.
What is it?
Your mom says hello.
Shut the hell up. You will.
Well, he's Satan.
Little jerk.
I'm Lucifer.
No, you're not. You're a jerk.
I'm Satan. I'm the devil.
No, you are not. I'm Satan.
You gonna beat him up, Tom?
I'm gonna beat him up.
How are you gonna hurt him?
I'm gonna put a goddamn bullet through his head.
Wow, Tom.
Wow,
that's pretty nasty, Tom. Wow. This is really turning.
You're going to die, Satan, right now.
This is turning into The Exorcist.
Pretty much cancel out today's anger management class.
I don't know who's scarier. Hey, Tom. Tom. You're starting to scare Satan, Tom. You really are.
I just wet my pants. Tom, I'm sorry.
You're scaring him.
Hey, Tom.
Jeez.
Hey, Tom. Tom, this is Lucifer. I apologize.
No, you're not. You're going back to hell.
Hey, Tom, he apologized to you.
I'm sorry, Tom.
You're going back to hell.
I think those scary noises scared Satan, Tom.
He's the one who made you the one you are.
I He's
the one that made you this way. I can give you a new life.
I control you.
I can make you a real boy, Tom.
You better scare him again. You better.
I will control you everywhere you go.
You better scare him again, Tom. Works for me.
I'm going to die, sir. I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm horny. Yeah, I got horns out of my head. He's so horny.
How'd you like to be in the next apartment to Tom?
Or any day.
All right, Tom. Hey, it's been great, buddy.
Buddy.
Going to die.
You're the best. Hey, spell hell.
No, you spell it.
H-E-L-T.
No, it's H-E-L-L.
Wow.
Charlie.
Hi, Tom.
Charlie.
Charlie's right
Charlie,
here.
Let's get him out of here.
Satan, Charlie, and Tom.
Charlie.
What?
Get him out of here.
Goodbye, Satan.
Get out. No.
Charlie.
Yeah, Satan loves me.
No, he doesn't.
But I'm still dying.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Satan.
Put the poop on him.
Okay.
Abba. Abba. It's Abba.
They're from somewhere, and I'm not sure exactly where. Satan brought it out.
Hey, close your door on him, Mike.
Tom, he's gone.
Yeah, I kicked him out of here.
He's
you
gone.
Did?
He's gone. Yeah. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Don, you there?
Yeah.
Well, hello?
Yeah, who?
Don?
Yeah, who the hell was in here, Tom?
I don't know. Satan was.
Did you have fun with Satan? Did you have fun with Satan there, Tom?
No.
No. Does that scare you?
No.
He's one mean dude, man.
I got him out of there for you, Don.
You're meaner, though, Tom.
Yeah, way to go, Tom.
What's going on, guys?
How's the anger management going?
Good.
You sound like you had a fun time battling Satan.
Yep.
Yep.
Good
All
job.
Right, Tom.
Where's the door at?
Where's what?
He wants the door. He wants Satan back.
No, I want What's that thing?
Yeah, all right.
Joe does.
Stinky Poon?
Stinky Poon!
All right, bye, Tom.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's right. Person next door is loving life right now.
I love Tom and Mike's show.
Yeah, we're seeing that.
Gone.
Oh, gone.
Hey, he's out hunting for prepositions.
I was going to put my boot up his ass. He's a wimp.
Yeah, everybody wants you.
Sure.
Everybody wants a piece of Satan when he's not around. How you doing, punk?
All right, Satan ain't been.
See, now you treat me with a proper respect.
He's scared of you.
Yeah, he is.
Everybody's scared of Satan, sir.
How you doing?
Satan, what do you want for dinner tonight?
Pig's blood.
Pig's blood?
Pig's blood and witch's teeth.
Witch's teeth?
Yeah.
What else?
Some big ribs.
And what do you want for dessert?
PM. PM Sunday. Hello? A PM Sunday with testicles on top.
Oh my. That's some evil food there, Satan. Very nasty.
Hello?
Yeah. What is going on?
Is the guy going to pretend he's God?
Yes, this is God. You talk to me nicely.
No, that's. I think Tom's relatives are calling in now.
Yes, could you guys please stop making all these stupid noises?
Hey, don't mess with Satan, sir.
No, I got one thing to say.
R-E-N-D-E-L,
Wendell.
Something terrible has happened. Satan has brought all these people out of the woodwork.
I'm really sorry, Mike.
That's okay, Satan, but, it was Tom, not you.
I'm going back in my hole now.
And then, on your way back down, fix Tom.
I will.
All right, very good.
He's unfixable. I'm telling him. It's not me that did it to him. It's the guy upstairs.
Okay.
The guy with the wings. He's the guy that didn't see it, Tom. Take my plan.
Just like Satan, always trying to intellectualize things.
I'll make you real pretty.
What do you think about the recent election, Satan? How do you feel about Election Day here?
All of them were fixed.
Oh, everybody signed up with you?
The fix was in.
All the winners are in your camp?
You bet. They're all signed up.
Very good.
GW is a good man.
Yeah. Well, you know, he signed early, didn't he?
He's a good man, yeah. He signed up for the play. Actually, it's a photo from his dad.
Yeah, it took a while for his brother Jeb to come around, though.
I just did that to bring him close.
There you go.
You know, good job. With you.
Of course.
I just have fun with you.
You do that. Hey, is Don going to win any more fantasy football games?
He's screwed. That's why I love FN with that stupid website.
This is true, yeah.
I start making like, he wins, then he loses, then he gets all happy, and I make it that he loses again.
Very, very difficult.
He's such an ass. I hated the way he talked to Lisa yesterday.
Well, did you have a word with him about that?
Oh, did I?
Yeah, really.
I had an anal word.
Oh, oh, did wow. You did that to him?
Yeah, I came right at his Duke.
Oh, my God.
Hey, BM eater. What the hell's going on with you?
Oh, God.
I thought you were producing like that, you ass.
What about the producer? What about Lisa? Do you have a word with her?
Yeah, I sure did.
Yeah, what'd you do? Satan like you. Oh, God. That's all it is about with you, isn't it? Man, Don doesn't like that, Satan.
I know he doesn't.
Pretty amazing. Satan's talking about it quite a bit, though. Fascinating. When Satan comes to visit.
I'll tell you something that drives me crazy, though.
What's that?
Just a second.
What? Are you talking about the stickers in your windshield?
I'm grabbing my Satan
windshield. Hey, the Escalade.
Yeah, I'm grabbing my black Escalade. Uh-huh. I got a county sticker.
Yeah.
And it's not just right.
Right.
Drives me friggin' nuts.
Don't you have the power to move it anywhere you want?
Yeah, to break the windshield.
Oh, really?
Throw some BM at it.
That's what it's all about. I sure don't want to live where you live, Satan.
Oh, don't worry about it, Mike.
Yeah.
I got a nice spot for you.
Yeah, I'm afraid the reservations... I've had my confirmation number for years.
I got a nice spot for you. Right next to Carl Yastrzemski.
I had no idea he was down there.
Oh, all the Red Sox are coming out.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, they've hurt us all very badly.
All right, gotta go now.
Well, nice seeing you, Satan.
Sorry you guys got so effed in New Orleans.
Hey, do you have any parting words for our listening audience? Like, be happy, make somebody else. Anything like that?
Yeah. Hey, how y'all doing? This is Satan. If you get a chance, F up somebody's life. I urge you to go out and rape and pillage and steal and loot and
wow.
Set things on fire.
Well,
and,
he's
know,
consistent.
Turn over cars. And, Satan. Those 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You've been a great audience, so thanks. And the Little River Band will be on in about 10 minutes. I'll see you next week.
Bye, Satan.
So long.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen.
He's gone.
Yeah.
The Prince of Darkness has just left the studio.
Well, I don't know what happened to us in New Orleans.
Well, it's a sticky wicket, that's for sure.
But we are gone there.
Wow.
We got a break. And, wow, wacky Tom today.
Yes, Tom. Satan seemed to bring out the very best in Tom.
Like out of control Tom today.
Sounds really that you could probably hear around the block that he lives on.
A break. Oh, and when we come back, you know, the last couple of weeks. Now, I hope Rob is not leading me down a primrose path here.
Why?
But the last couple of weeks, Craig Wilson, no pun intended, has really sucked.
Right.
And Rob today specifically said, do not read the column before you guys go on the air.
I have not read it.
I haven't either.
Good sign.
It's a winner?
I like this.
Yeah, it's a winner. All right. Finally, a decent Craig Wilson when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
That's right.
Oh, my doctor, he said I can have it.
Really? Thank you, Bill.
Ladies, they love your in-between. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, tomorrow on the show, we're giving away a 5x6-day trip for two to Las Vegas.
Hello.
Wow. Another Vegas vacation, courtesy of Viramax. Viramax sexual enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers. Or call 1-888-TRI-VMAX.
I heard a rumor you get to go with one of your favorite radio personalities.
We'll give that trip away on tomorrow's episode. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, no more Satan today?
Nah, that's it. Satan's had his way. Satan's had his way today.
Is he going to be back tomorrow?
Satan's here every day, sir. He just doesn't speak in that voice, but he's here every day.
The challenged... Love Satan.
Hello, Donnie. My show.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, who was the clip of the voice that you guys used with the doctor and the oral?
That's Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, I love it.
That's today's Bill O'Reilly moment.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello, Don Mike.
Hey, not to bring up a dead horse, but I have a suggestion for D&M.
This is D&M.
Oh, and you guys always get me with that.
And which dead horse would you like to bring up?
The one with the contest you guys are trying to run yesterday, but you couldn't get the freaking server thing to work.
We already have it all taken care of.
It's already worked out.
Oh, okay. I was going to suggest
that. No.
Bye.
You know, that to me shows lack of discipline.
Couldn't resist.
Speaking of that, Lisa, hold on. I got something totally off topic to ask you about.
Yeah.
Is it off the wall?
It's crazy, Mike.
Okay, good.
It's crazy. It's kooky.
This is TV's Leah Remini. Jack Diamond is a horse's ass.
That is Leah Remini.
There is a voice from the past.
Yeah. Star of King of Queens, and I understand that she, through an intermediate, attempted to make first contact today.
Indeed she has. I was paged and asked, Leo wants to know why the guys haven't called. So
who called?
This is a page from Nicole. Nicole and I do the two-way back and forth.
Nicole is the sister of Leo.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
You do the two-way, huh?
Yes, and sometimes three or four, depending on what kind of mood we're in.
There you go.
So
I replied back to her on the pager. Nothing in particular that everything's fine. Guys have been busy. We've got an in-studio today at 5. How about, you give a call around 2:45 your time? And she replied back, what number? And I gave her my office number because that goes on the air. And then replied back also, love to hear from you guys. And she replied back, we'll try.
It's a game of cat and mouse reply.
Well, we've won. I'm so sorry, but we have won.
She called us.
She called us. Yeah. It might have been through Nicole, but we've won. We have won the battle of wills, gentlemen. We've won, and ladies, we've won.
Congratulations.
We have won. Victory is ours.
I say bravo to you.
Bravo to you.
There.
She has called us.
Lisa didn't go with the suggestion I offered.
Which was?
The reason you hadn't called is your sides were too sore to dial from laughing at the King of Queens.
Now, Rob, now we have to behave ourselves. Yeah.
I was very close.
Yeah, we were. Yeah. Had to flip a coin.
And to Charles Broyhill on the third floor, you are correct, sir.
What did he say?
You are correct, sir. Well, I don't want this to get back to her.
All right. Well, it'll get back to her if we say it on the radio.
She needs to get on the show again because the ratings suck.
Oh, no.
For King of Queens.
Well, actually, I have seen some things that say that since her departure or unregular appearances on our show, that there has been a slight decline in the numbers of the program.
Hmm.
Having some ratings problems at King of Queens. It's still a funny show, and
you know she is still a friend of ours, and will always be a friend of ours. Yeah. And
she called us.
She called us, so we won. But you know, it's not like we're like that.
Totally like that. So
fantastic.
I'll keep you posted.
Let us know if she calls. We'd love to have her on the show.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I like the energy when she calls in.
Oh, sure. I hope we're not in break when she calls.
Oh, come on.
Come on,
meow.
No, I'm saying that she would really be pissed.
Hello.
Yeah.
Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
I was just letting you know you guys are the bomb.
The bomb.
Uh-huh.
Now, I watched 24 last night. I'm still a little sensitive about that.
Mike, I'm telling you, the bomb's never going to go off because if the bomb goes off, the show's over.
Well, you're probably right.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean that you're disappointed in the whole show this year?
Well, a little bit.
But don't you understand that it's the story, though? It's like when you go see a show that you know the ending of, but
I know.
The show. Like, you go see a true story based on a true story. You're still going to watch it to watch the process.
Yes, and in a roundabout way, it's a compliment to how great I think 24 is. That it's probably...
Wouldn't that be some writing on 24 where it ends with one of those? And it's always that same... That same stock footage they have of a mushroom cloud, the one from like the 1940s,
right. Hiroshima
in the desert. Hiroshima, or the one that where they have the test in the desert.
Right.
You ever see that? Like on,
kind of grainy.
It'll be some kind of nuclear explosion, and you see that, and it's always the same one.
Mm-hmm.
Surprised they don't have more. Couldn't Hollywood do one?
I think they could.
Couldn't you fake one?
Yeah.
Computer. Wouldn't it be just great one time if on one of these shows? It would never happen. But let's say you're watching an episode of 24 and they get to episode 8, which is the 8th hour of the day, and halfway through, the bomb goes off.
Right.
They just come on and they go,
that's it.
That's the end of the show.
We're having a short season this year.
The nuclear bomb went off in Los Angeles.
We're done.
Jack's dead.
You know, when I'm watching any of these shows now, any movies on this kind of subject, really, you know, with what we've all been through recently, especially in this area, you know, it's like reality is worse than art.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've lived through stuff that's a lot worse than, you know, than some of these plot lines.
Really good show, though, and I'm just nitpicking. I am just busting balls when I say that if the bomb goes off, the show's off the air.
I really got turned on to the show once Kiefer shaved his beard.
Hello.
It's a good show.
Don and Mike, hello.
Who doesn't
hey,
like
Don.
Don?
Yeah.
Hey, this is, I'm an Army recruit. I want to talk to you for a few minutes about your son. Has he thought about enlisting into today's armed forces?
You know what? Here's a recruiter that's a go-getter.
Yeah.
This is a guy that's, like, seizing every opportunity he can.
I want you to know something.
And you know what, Mike? I'm a long-time listener for the past 3.5 years. I've been here in the area, first-time caller, and figured, hey, what, you know, if he's willing to let me talk to him a little bit, sure, I'd love to.
Yeah.
Strictly for Bart, not for you guys. I mean, that's how it is.
Let me just tell you that he is my son, which means he has my genes. Which means that he probably, he has half my genes and half Frida's. So, most likely, half the time, he would be an awful soldier. He'd be a private pile. He would be an absolute head case.
What branch of the service are we talking to here?
The U.S. Army.
The United States Army.
U.S.
United
Army.
States.
Are you a sergeant?
I sure am.
And sergeants primarily do the recruiting, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, leave your name, last name Fury, right?
Bilko
and Slaughter. Oh, we're going to play the sergeant game now.
Shriver.
And
King of the Sergeants.
Thank you.
That's an easy one to win. Sorry. Wow, you really nailed me on that.
I did.
Hey, seriously, Don, if I could leave it off there, it'd be great. You know, anytime would be perfect for you.
Seriously, listen to this dial tone, okay? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What's up, you guys?
Should let him talk to Joe.
I tell you, in all my 32 years, I have never laughed harder than when you had Tom Gavin fighting the devil. That was absolutely...
That was pretty intense, wasn't it?
Tom won.
That was... You guys changed my day. It was fantastic.
not a dangerous time to go into the military now, either.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. It'll be fine.
Tom Gavin versus Satan. It reminds me of when I bought that comic book, Superman versus Spider-Man. It was the first time ever that a DC character had battled a Marvel character.
Yeah, but neither one of those characters had a cane.
No, that's very true. And I'm so glad my wife got me that Spider-Man DVD. I was telling Mike, now if you're a real geek like me, you're going to love this. In the comic books, whenever Peter Parker would have his spider sense go off,
right,
it would be like a little bubble over his head where you would see Spidey's face and these little squiggly lines that would indicate his spider sense was going on.
Right.
Well, as I'm going through the table of contents on the DVD for Spider-Man, it says, enable spider sense. So I turn it on.
So does that mean, like, what happens when you...
So now, as you're watching the movie, when Peter Parker is walking down the street and he stops just for a second to look around because he knows something's going on...
Right.
What they do is they superimpose on the screen over his head.
So you wouldn't have seen this in the theaters.
No. This is only for geeks like me. It's the little picture of Spider-Man's head over his head, like where the light bulb would go.
Right.
You know? And it's got the little squiggly lines indicating.
Did you keep that on for the entire film?
You bet your ass I did. Bet your ass. Great movie, though.
So they know who their audience is. They know that the real comic book purists are going to like that feature.
Yeah. The BM eaters.
Who needs a director's track?
Love it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Long-time listener, Mike, Red Sox fan, you know.
My sympathies, sir.
Yes, sir.
I know. I wanted to wish Rob, from a nice Jewish boy, I wanted to wish Rob's baby, Zygesund, much health.
Now, Rob,
Rob's baby.
I'll tell you right now, Rob, we have had representatives of the Jewish community
and the black community,
the African-American community, right, who have both shared their goodwill. Don't you think it's about time you changed your ways?
Well, not unlike when Leah called you. I guess this just means I win.
He's got a way.
There's just no. He's being very unforgiving, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, thank you.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, Don, I wanted to let you in on this Spider-Man DVD.
Yeah.
There's a special box set.
Yeah.
that is really cool. It's got a separate DVD with Kevin Smith interviewing Stan Lee.
Mm, I love that.
It's awesome.
Is that the one in the silver box?
That's the one, baby. Yeah, you gotta get
I knew it. I knew she'd get me the wrong one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a silver box with a big N on the cover.
Christmas. Yeah, it's also got a reprint of issue of
Amazing. Or G. Which would it be, Nerd or Geek? Or N, I guess, or, not NG.
Or BME.
BME. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
There's a guy out here on 66 westbound.
Yes.
On a bicycle riding through rush hour traffic the wrong way.
Oh, my God, really?
Now, yeah, what is on the side, but
what,
it does...
What is Joe doing out there?
Where are you exactly?
It was around 123, around near your station.
Oh, yeah. So you're on Highway 66, a major interstate freeway, and there's a guy riding a bicycle the wrong way?
Yes.
You can't do that.
Okay.
If you were riding it the right way, it would be a stupid thing to do, but you're riding it the wrong way. Is he, like, out in the middle of the lanes?
No, he is off on the shoulder. And he's wearing a helmet.
Well, good for him. Still illegal. He's on the shoulder.
No big deal. I mean, I thought he was, like, riding in traffic.
That's what it sounded like.
Didn't the guy make it sound like the guy was riding his bike on the highway?
Well, he's right on the shoulder.
Well, it doesn't matter then.
It's illegal.
You moron.
Well, Buzz, go make a citizen's arrest.
I will.
Hello, Don.
You picked up the same thing. I didn't. Yeah.
Some guy. Yeah, I thought we had like a great crazy story of a guy riding his bike the wrong way on the highway.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don.
Good afternoon, Baldy.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Don't you think Spider-Man was probably the greatest comic book movie made so far?
No.
Yes, it is the movie that most resembled the comic book, absolutely.
But didn't you think Batman was a better movie, the first Batman?
No, the question was, Spider-Man was more true to the comic book.
But he said the best movie made from a comic book, so I thought he meant best overall movie.
I would still have
movie.
To say Spider-Man.
Oh, Batman.
Spider-Man.
Sorry, Mike.
Mike, stop picking your nose.
If you keep eating those boogers, you'll spoil your appetite for BM.
Hello, Todd and Mike.
Which superhero would win a fight, BM Man or Vomit Man?
BM Man.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He has the strength of 10, Vomit Man.
Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to let you know the Spider Sense thing that's on the DVD.
Yeah.
If you hit enter on your remote, you actually get production stuff that's going on. They've got, like, the costume director and all that.
I just want to say, we're losing Mike here.
You know, hey, if you get the other box set, the one that's, like, silver and gold.
Yeah.
You know, you get the one that shows how they put... Peter Parker's penis prosthetic on.
Oh, Don and Mike.
And then they interviewed the makeup artist.
Don't mock us, Mike.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the science building.
And if you get the one that's gold, silver, and bronze.
We have so little, Mike.
You've got Stan Lee naked.
We have
a poster. Like
we have so little in our lives.
I know.
Let us have the amazing Spider-Man.
You know, occasionally you mock my passions. I mock this one. It's just, and I like the calls, too, because we're getting the calls now. Don, if you look inside the second flap of the Spider-Man series,
the makeup man,
here's what you get. Very exclusive interviews with all the grips on the set.
I don't know what this says about our audience, but the two hot topics today have been Satan and Spider-Man,
which I believe are related.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah.
What's the H stand for?
Hump.
Huh?
Hump.
Hump?
Yeah, H-U-M-P.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Look it up in the Bible. It's on page 914.
914.
Page 914 of the Bible.
914.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
914.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello there.
Yeah. You didn't have a problem with them turning Spider-Man into some kind of mutant and not letting him have web slingers?
Pardon me?
With them turning Spider-Man into a mutant. They had him shooting webs out of his arms instead of giving him web slingers like he had in the comics.
They can take a little license, sir. They can take a little poetic license with it.
Did your science teacher mind when you squeezed your zits into your textbook?
In the comic book,
yeah, he had web fingers.
He had the junk in his suit, and he would press a button, and it would come out of his suit.
Oh, I see.
And in the movie, it came out, you know, like
his body,
like through the hole in his wet thing or something.
There's glands.
Hello, Don. Mike.
Don and Mike, you guys rock. That's for you, Tom.
Like he would whip out his hog,
his web making hog,
and shoot a bunch of sperm webs,
spider web things.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. You guys rock. That's for you, Tom.
I heard you the first time.
All right. I agree with you, Don. It's the best DVD there is, along with the Spidey icon and everything. And the only thing that's not true to the comics was the fact that Peter Parker had to make his own web shooters, not
okay. All right.
Coming out of his
way. Back on your bicycle, sir.
You know, I think I was in a bar one time when I had a web shooter.
Hello, Don, and Mike show.
Hey, my spider sense is tingling, Don.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Let's go out to 66 and pick up that guy.
Yeah, come on, let's go.
Okay, right. I'm with you.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I wanted to tell you that the H in Jesus H Christ stands for Harold, you know. Our Father who art in heaven, Harold be thy name.
Nope, I'm sure it is Hump.
Harold be thy name.
Don't laugh.
I'm sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to talk about Jesus Christ. I don't want to talk about Batman. I don't want to talk about Spider-Man. I want to talk about Larry David's wife, because she's the hottest thing on television.
I'll tell you what.
She's looking better, and I was never a big fan of her.
I thought the only problem with that girl.
What?
Is that goddamn horse mouth?
Oh, she doesn't get it all wrong.
Yeah.
She
does look a little bit like a.
She got the Mr. Ed mouth.
She got teeth the size of phone books.
Larry David's wife on that show. What's her name on the show? Cheryl.
She's the hottest thing on television. Period.
I like their friend's wife.
Oh yeah.
Now, do you mean the agent's wife?
The agent's wife.
No, the other wife. The other wife that yells at him.
She's the greatest, man.
The two people they go out to dinner with occasionally.
That
one.
The guy from that 70s show and her wife.
Right.
The guy who drives the Cadillac?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Now, between all the wives on the Mind of Buried Man, which one is the hottest?
You know, the wife of the guy that cheats.
Bingo.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm down to pick up the keys to your new Buick. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Going away, she is the hottest wife. There's no question. You watch that show, Buzz?
I used to, but it didn't hook me.
Yeah, she's the hottest wife.
Never gotten into it.
Yeah, she is the guy that they've got this one guy in the office that cheats on everybody, and he's got a wife that is just ooh la la.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike, Radio Gods. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing great. Thanks.
Just calling to check out what you're saying about the new Hulk movie coming out.
All right, this has now gone far enough. Even I think this has gone far enough. The Hulk movie won't even be out until next summer.
Well, but...
And Daredevil comes out before Hulk.
What's Daredevil?
Daredevil is a blind lawyer who will be played by Ben Affleck.
And he's a comic book hero?
Yes, he is also from the Marvel world.
Never heard of him. I smell box office poison.
Of superheroes.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, picture this, Don.
Yes.
Bright yellow cape and suit. And on it is a big zero with a line through it. You could be over, man, since you can't win a freaking fantasy game.
You know what?
In one game, the Bengals even won a game, for Christ's sake.
Even the ball busters are now nerds.
I know they are. You'd be the Ofer. You'd be the Ofer guy with a cape. Come on, Don. Not on my show. Picture this. Hello. Are you there?
I am there.
What can we do for you?
We have got to talk about something better than comic book heroes and silly things. Let's talk about women's breasts and things like that. Come on, let's get the show back on track, fellas.
You talked about women's breasts.
All right, go ahead.
Let's talk about Kirsten Dunst's breasts.
She's got some sweet ones. And you know, there's that one scene where Peter Parker's trying to kiss her upside down and her boobs are hanging out because it's so rainy.
What about Aunt May's boobs?
Didn't Aunt May get killed in the beginning of the movie?
Uncle Ben got killed.
Uncle Ben got killed.
And Uncle Ben's boobs were hot, too. Cliff Roberts.
I like his rice, also.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Joe Ordinger is Marijuana Man, coming to theater May 2000.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, doesn't the H in Jesus H Christ stand for Hummer?
Oh dear.
Hello, Don and Mike.
We both said that at the same time. Yeah. Oh, my.
All right, Craig Wilson. Hold on. Before we do that, Lisa, I know we got a break. I'm sorry. We'll do Craig Wilson next. When we were going through our fight yesterday on the air about all this crap with the getting a website and voting for American Idiot, we mentioned how there was that guy who ran for Congress. And he stole all of our websites. He bought them all.
Yeah, the domain names.
Well, apparently he sold some of them.
Ah.
And did you find these, Lisa, or did Joe find these?
Somebody called in with the tip on it, so I had Joe, and Joe did a bunch of looking around.
All right, there's a website called Verisign.com, and you can find out who owns what website.
Right.
And you might be interested to know that Don and Mike Show... .com.
That would be a good one.
Is owned by Damian McAfee, who lives in London. Now, why a guy in London wants that, I don't know.
No.
Then you might have Don and Mike Show .net.
Right.
That would be a good one. That's owned by Popular Enterprises in Knoxville, Tennessee.
I guess a company that buys domain names?
Apparently.
And here's the one that really is going to get under Rob's skin. DonandMikeFans.com.
Uh-huh.
It is owned by P.O. Box 7682, Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Oh. Hong Kong, Rob.
Chinaman.
My God.
Chinaman.
So are you...
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Hi, Don.
Are you telling me we're an international interest now?
Yes, there's some guy in London who's bought one of the domain names, one of them in Knoxville, Tennessee, and the other one in China.
Well, we must get them back.
Yeah.
Some Chinaman over there is telling his friends he's bought the website.
Right.
Yeah,
they're talking
right.
about it, yeah. Aren't we lucky to have this website?
Yeah.
Right click. Yeah. Yeah, now they're saying, have you seen the pictures of Lisa yet? Right, yes, but her boobs are bigger and then she lost some weight. Oh, she's very attractive.
Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah, sure.
My doctor, he said I can have it.
Yeah, no, we took that out of context. You're right.
Yeah, my mate.
Okay,
thank you. How great is that?
Great language.
How great is that?
Yeah. Funny language.
So anyway, China, China, London, Knoxville. God damn it! But we've got one. We got a name.
Good.
At a .com and .org.
Very good.
We have a pretty wacky name, a pretty wacky play on things that we think that we'll be able to whip out for you in the next couple of weeks. When we come back, Lily, I know the guest is here. But how about some Craig Wilson first?
Who's our guest today?
Well, we're going to have a nice...
Is he a surprise guest?
It's the guys who wrote the book. You saw the book up in the office?
Yes.
The book, How to Get Any Woman to Sleep With You?
There you go.
Is that...
Wow.
Let me see if that's it. Let me call Lisa. It's How to Get Laid...
Herndon.
Hey, hi, Herndon. It's Source.
Hey, Source.
The name of that book is...
Make every girl want you. How to have sex with hot girls without even dating them.
That's right. A long title.
Yeah. Right. So, listen, we're going to do the Craig Wilson next. You can prep those guys.
Yeah, that's cool. It's just one of them. The other one's out in San Francisco.
Getting laid.
All right.
All right. So, have fun with Gregory.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye now.
See you later. There she is.
She sounds perkier today.
Lisa Herndon. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, of course she's not spent all day crying up in her office. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The whole world's gone gay.
The Don and Mike Show. If you loan us some laughs, we'll pay you back with interest. The Don and Mike Show.
There's something that I noticed with all the elections yesterday that really caught my eye, and I say it's a little thing called the yin and the yang.
Come on, man.
That, we did a bit, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago on the show.
Right.
There's a town in New Mexico that they wanted to change the language.
Yes.
To Spanish.
That's right.
And we called and did a bit and said, you know, hey, it's, you know, America, speak mm-hmm. English.
Right.
And, of course, there was an issue with someone being told that they were on the air.
Right.
And, anyway, this lady who worked for the FCC at the time, Gloria Tristanti.
Right.
I think that's Tristani, how you pronounce her name. She made it her issue
mm-hmm.
that she
issue.
She thought that Mike and I were just the worst thing to happen.
The great Satans, like you heard earlier on the show.
And really, all we did was call the town, do a goof phone call,
yeah.
saying, you know, hey, it's America. Speak English.
Right. And it became the proverbial mountain out of a molehill.
And anyway, at the time she worked for the FCC, and she really tried very hard to single-handedly bring our show down.
Yeah, we were under a great deal of pressure.
Based on this one issue. And as it turns out, there was never any FCC ruling on this, that we hadn't done anything wrong. All we had done really was pissed this lady off,
mm-hmm.
and she quit being an FCC commissioner late last year,
right.
to run for the U.S. Senate, And I see here that she was beaten yesterday.
Well, isn't that too bad?
Not literally. I mean, no. She was beaten in the election by five-time Republican incumbent Pete Domenici.
Domenici. Right.
Right. Excuse me, Mike. 67% to 33%.
Down there in, is that Arizona or New Mexico?
That's New Mexico. That's Albuquerque. She got us canceled in Albuquerque.
Right. Uh-huh.
There you go. Pretty smart move.
There you go.
Pretty smart move.
Yeah, you might say to yourselves, petty? You bet we are.
Yeah. Sure. No, we've been waiting 4 years on that one.
Absolutely.
Been waiting 4 years.
Worth the wait.
Yeah, nice move. We're still here.
There you go.
And we are still here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
That guy that was riding his bike on 66?
Yes, sir.
I almost hit him driving my car.
See?
He was swerving. He was swerving all over the place.
So he is swerving.
Well, now this is more of what we were. That sounds so bad to say.
We were looking for the fatality.
This is what we were looking for. The guy actually riding his bicycle in rush hour traffic on a major highway. Mm-hmm.
Well, he must have got off at 123, right by your station, almost. Because I was going past him, and I just went right past him. He swerved all over the place, right in front of me, almost.
Did he appear to be inebriated?
He was an old Chinaman.
An old Chinaman.
Oh, get out of
literally,
here.
He was an old Chinese guy.
Was he really?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe he's the guy that bought the domain name.
Probably.
He was right over here to claim his property.
From Hong Kong.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Everybody, three new things that come in the yellow box.
Pardon me?
Curios, Arm & Hammer, and Woody.
No, hold on. You know what you're doing?
Start over.
You're telling a joke, and I already know the joke, and it's an awful joke.
Is he gone?
Did you hang up?
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
Smart move on him.
He was like doing a Karnak thing. Yeah. Name three things that come in a yellow box. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Woody Allen.
Yeah. Cheerios.
All right.
Arm and Hammer.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, listen to this. I go to sleep with this sound. That's
hell
Babbling
this?
Brook, Don.
People pay for that.
That's the sound through their version of Babbling Brook.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Don why him and Mike stand when they do the show.
Pardon me, you're speaking to us. Well, what is your question?
Oh, I'm sorry, Don. I want to know why you stand when you do the show.
Because I've always stood the whole time I've been in radio, 30 years.
I was just wondering, like, if there was any reason for it. Are you, trying to think on your feet kind of guy, or?
I stand. I mean,
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's no big deal. Some disc jockeys.
Does Mike stand too, or?
No, Mike sits.
No, I don't exactly sit.
No, Mike reclines.
Yeah. I recline. I, if I had a cot in here, I'd be in bed.
Okay, I want to know why. What do you think about Winona Ryder being guilty of shoplifting?
Is that the story, Buzz?
That is the story.
Oh, and Buzz is pissed now.
Oh, man.
Buzz is pissed. You've ruined
not that big a deal.
You have ruined Buzz's news story today.
You want to break with it? You might as well give us the details.
Radio
now.
Radio 156.
Sure. All right.
Headline news. Hold on. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Found guilty of grand theft and also found guilty of vandalism, of all things. The other charge against her was dropped. She was found innocent of that.
What's going to happen to her?
So what, she get probation?
Yeah, she hasn't been sentenced yet. She will in the first week of December, but yeah, it's going to be probation. That's all. And payback Saks Fifth Avenue.
All right.
Yeah.
That's it. Millions of dollars. And,
wasted on the trial. And,
well, we all knew she was going to be found guilty.
Sure. Yeah, no surprises.
I just think she has pretty eyes.
Yeah. I'm standing. You're sitting. Craig Wilson is squatting, and we're ready. Yeah.
This guy's a fruit!
For the weekly reading of his column from USA Today, without further ado, we've not pre-read it. The final word by Craig Wilson.
Feelings. Every dog has her day, and in this case, nothing it's every day.
Our dog, Murphy, turns 12 this week.
Trying to forget.
That translates to 84 human years. Roughly 9,000 walks.
Feelings of
give or take a few hundred.
Like most women of a certain age, she's pretty much set in her ways.
Teardrop.
Knows exactly what she wants. And when she doesn't get it, we hear about it rather quickly. She likes to be entertained.
Needs to be frequently stroked. And isn't averse to taking a leisurely stroll around the neighborhood as long as her hair doesn't get wet. She also enjoys a good meal as long as it's made by someone else.
As for cocktail hour, she's always there, standing next to her favorite hors d'oeuvre, Goldfish crackers, the cheddar cheese ones, please. Not the pretzel variety.
Yes, she's like most of our mothers.
It's one for Mike. It's his first mother mention.
There are 68 million of us dog owners in America. And I'll bet all 68 million of us would confess that this all sounds rather familiar. Plus or minus an idiosyncrasy or two.
When we first met Murphy, a dozen years ago, we foolishly thought we would be in charge.
We learned later, quickly, that that was not to be.
Within the first week, she somehow escaped her puppy pen in the kitchen, climbed a flight of stairs, and appeared in the den where we were watching television. She didn't have to say a thing. She only cocked her head. She only cocked her head as if to say, if you guys think I've come to live with you so you can sit up here having drinks while I'm stuck down in the kitchen, you're sadly mistaken.
I could swear. I heard my mother's voice.
It was then that she not too subtly asked to get up on the sofa, where she has settled in for more than a decade. Her evening spent with Tom Brokaw, Entertainment Tonight, and Survivor. Although I was never convinced she really liked Survivor all that much, since she always fell asleep before anyone was voted off the island.
By now, she has several favorite places to rest. Mostly on the nights her furniture. She's particularly fond of the down-filled sofa in the living room, where she reclines on her back in the sun for hours on end. At least until the mail arrives in the late afternoon, when she scampers downstairs to throw herself against the front door. A ritual she carries out daily to protect her family from attacks from the outside world.
Not that she's a homebody. She likes to get out, go for rides, open the car door, and in she hops. The destination doesn't matter. She's a backseat driver of a different sort. On our 8-hour ride home at Christmas... Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on a second.
We have to start the music again.
Yes, we do. Now we continue with the final word by Craig Wilson.
Feelings.
Sometimes.
I know.
Nothing more than feelings.
On our 8-hour ride home at Christmas, she lies on her blanket, periodically sitting up to watch the passing countryside, taking a snack, or perhaps lick the ear of someone in the front seat. Her affection is often spontaneous.
And like most mothers, she remains in complete control.
There's an elderly man Murphy and I meet most mornings on our way to the park. He, too, is out for his early morning constitutional. Cane in hand, without fail, he asked me the same question. Being taken out for your walk again this morning?
Appears that I am, I always reply.
And happily so!
You'll never come again.
Well, there he is. That's closer.
Yeah.
That's closer to what we're looking for, Craig.
Yeah, oral. My doctor, he said I can have it.
The final word by Craig Wilson.
I always thought a morning constitutional was a BM.
Me too.
A nice BM.
The dog is like his mother.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
No.
I don't get that. I mean, I love my dogs. Yeah. I got three dogs. I don't think of my mother when I think of my dogs.
No.
And I wish that Jack would work his way back into the column.
He said we a lot.
A lot of we.
Yeah.
A lot of we. There's a lot of we, yeah. But I like better when it's my partner, Jack.
Yeah. Like
and Tom Brokaw, Entertainment Tonight and Survivor. There you go, on the downfield sofa.
And imagine being the recipient of the lick
on the ear
of someone in the front seat.
I like the notion of him and Jack having cocktails every night.
Yeah, there you go.
Upstairs.
Upstairs.
Drinks.
Drinks upstairs.
And the dog up.
And the lazy boy.
How about a highball?
There you go. Super. Well, Murphy likes to be stroked.
He does. All right, well, there is Craig Wilson.
There it is.
Yeah. Closer. Closer to what we're looking for. Not perfect yet, though.
Hello, sir.
You've got a long way to go, Craig. I hope as we get towards the holidays.
Yeah. Oh, I hope they go to France again.
Hello, Mike.
Hi. you missed the line where he describes his dog as being a backseat driver of a different sort.
Hold on, we read the thing.
They said that line. I remember that.
Well, I wanted to hear a ding after that.
Oh, you wanted a ding after that? Hold on, where is that? I don't see where she's a backseat driver of different sorts.
It's in the last column, I think.
In the last...
Oh, on our 8-hour ride home at Christmas.
She's a backseat driver of a... you wanted a ding for that?
For anal. That sounds pretty gay.
Oh, all right.
Backseat, I guess.
All right, there you go.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
honey.
Bye-bye.
Somebody say, she supports the feature.
She's anal about that column.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, you know what I mean. She's like anal.
Turbo anal.
Hello. Todd and Mike Show, TA. Hello.
Hello. I got a question for you real quick. I hope it won't take long.
So do I.
Pray it won't take long. Now, real quick, I got pulled away from the radio, and damn it, I was really listening closely. Now, what did they say about that?
Hold on. At first, it's not they. It's us.
Am I on the air?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, goodness. I'm sorry.
Goodness me.
I pray this call doesn't last long.
Okay. Guys, I missed a part of the call. What did y'all say about that... lady that ran for senator that gave you all a hard time, New Mexico.
Yeah. You know what that is? That's called a lost opportunity, my friend.
Aww.
That's called you got to listen to every second of the show. I wish I could recant the entire show.
No, not just recant. Recap.
Recap.
You never recant anything. Remember that.
Recap.
Yeah. I just want to say, Donna, that story about the lady was great.
Yeah, it really was. You know what? It was the highlight of today's show.
I forgot to tape it so we can never re-air it, but it was fantastic.
Well, too bad. But I wish it were on Best Of.
Now, we'll tell you. What Don actually said was that when it was out of... What's the thing?
Mike, your cell phone's breaking up.
Did you get that, sir?
What's that?
I was just explaining to you.
I told you.
About what Don said about the lady when she was... Did you get it?
Producers, please put that on Best Of. I will be listening Saturday. Please. That must have been a great story. I love the first part of it.
All right, sir. Hole.
I got up to the part where you said she got beat in her Senate race, and then I got pulled away. That's where I missed it.
Hold. Bag.
Do you understand that now? Yeah.
It's Mike, I got to tell you, it's crystal clear. But I still would look forward to hearing it on Best Of.
All right. Well, it's all about you, isn't it?
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Listen harder.
Hey, I got pulled away. It wasn't my fault.
Listen harder.
Guys.
I'm only here for 4 hours a day, sir.
Love
pulled away.
You guys. Love you guys.
You got 20 hours on your own.
Got pulled away from eating your BMs.
Todd and Mike.
Hi, guys. Craig here. Why don't you stop by this evening for a Harvey Wolbanger?
Todd and Mike, hello.
Hi. I like the visual of the dog throwing himself against the door.
Yeah. You know, really, there's some good visuals in there.
Yeah, I guess there's something you and I miss when we're reading it.
Yeah, you know, we're just so dedicated to the impression.
Glad to know people are getting into it, though.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, this is Matt from Green Bay. Hey, if you're going to start reading Craig David bits, I think you should have a maybe home decorating tip with Christopher Lowell each week.
Well, you know what I'm thinking about, though? I'm thinking about, instead of reading Craig David, I'm thinking about talking about that great TV show that starred, it's written by Larry Wilson. Yeah, the guy who was on Seinfeld. Larry Wilson, he's great. Now, he's not as good as Craig David.
Right.
But Larry Wilson is pretty funny. Have you seen Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry Wilson?
No, I don't stay up that late, except during weeknights when I watch Wilson Letterman. Wilson Letterman.
Hello.
No clue. And I'm a big Beach Boys fan. I love the music of Brian David.
Brian David.
Hard to do.
And don't forget on Dennis the Menace when he would yell at his next door neighbor.
Right.
Mr. David!
I like oldies, though. You know, Sam and Dave, David Pickett,
the Wilson Clark Five.
Well, no, there really was a Sam and Dave, though.
I know. I was just setting up Wilson Pickett.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm right. But there was a Wilson Pickett.
Yeah, that's why I said David Pickett.
Oh, David Pickett. Okay, I'm sorry.
See, it gets confusing.
I know it does.
Once you get too deep into it.
Because, shut up, operator. The original joke was the guy said...
Right.
Craig David.
Yeah, that's why I said David Pickett.
Right, and then we said Larry Wilson.
I think he was a good caller. Why don't you reward him with a David brand football?
All right, that would be Wilson football.
And I think it's pretty obvious we've plunged too far into it now.
Tapped, it's dry.
Absolutely.
Don and Mike, drier than Gladys. Hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I'm driving down the highway. I saw that Chinese guy on the bike, man.
Are you anywhere near the Woodrow David Bridge?
No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was only going to do it if we got some reference to being in the car.
Oh, God. Hello, Don and my show.
Hey, don't forget about Tom Hanks volleyball. David!
That's
good.
Hold on.
I'm sorry, David.
Hold on, you're good. I want to give you a prize because that is really a good.
Because that is also the most annoying moment of Castaway.
Here you go, Comcast Cable NBA League grand prize. Okay.
Thanks.
Whatever that means from Comcast Cable.
Thanks, David.
I think it might mean you get the NBA League pass. I hope you do. Hold on a second.
Cool.
Is that what he wins, Lisa? It says grand prize. What does he win?
A G-Shock watch, courtesy of the NBA League Pass, brought to you by Sports On Demand and Comcast Cable. Call 1-888-COMCAST.
Grand prize? It's a watch.
It's a grand watch.
Hmm.
Okay. It's not a grand prize, though.
I don't think so. Doesn't it say grand prize on top of the paper?
Mm-hmm.
It does.
It's a major award.
All right, it's a typo. Whatever. It was a good call. Now, the guys who have written the book, one of them's here, the other one's in San Francisco.
Correct.
And the name of the book is?
Make Every Girl Want You.
Oh, wow, baby.
All right, stand by. Oh, here it is right here. How to Have Sex with Hot Girls Without Even Dating Them.
I love it when they put titles on there that you can work with.
Yeah. There you go. This guy's coming in. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, bring a single malted Glengarry for me and one for my boy Mikey here. And if you tell the bartender to go easy on the water, then this 50-cent piece has your name written all over. Okay? I want you to run along because I'll be timing you. I'm going to keep time. 1, 2, 3, 4. What a baby, that was money. Tell me that wasn't money.
That was so demeaning.
She smiled, baby.
I can't believe what an asshole you are.
No, baby, she smiled.
She was smiling at what an asshole.
No. She was smiling at how money I was.
The Don and Mike Show. The bologna is touching your eyeball, and the hot dog is humping your nose. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Lily, bring the guy on in, and I want to quick call to the back office to speak to intern Diego.
Diego.
Hi, Joe, Diego, please.
Yeah? Hold on.
Thank you, Joe. Joe was there with his catchphrase, though.
Yeah.
Hey, Diego, it's me, Don.
Yeah, boss.
Please don't call me boss.
Hey, boss.
Tell everybody Diego has received information on how many votes you and I received for the governorship of Pennsylvania, Mike.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Now, I know there were a couple of other write-in states, Maryland and Virginia, but Pennsylvania, for some reason, seemed to have a groundswell of support.
How many thus far, Diego?
Well, this is unsubstantiated, but a caller told me 500-some-odd votes for Don Geronimo, the governor of Pennsylvania.
Very good.
So I'm checking on the website for WPBI in Philly, and there's no information yet. I'm checking DCR TV, too. But let's know since I find it.
Thanks.
Very cool.
Because every year they write somewhere that you and I get voted
right
for something.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Usually you governor, me lieutenant governor, and that's the way it works. And then usually both of us get sporadic congressional write-ins.
And it's always mentioned in the newspaper at the very end. And, you know, they put like Bozo the Clown,
right.
Mickey Mouse, and local radio personalities, Don and Mike.
Love it, and keep them coming. It's always fun.
All right, here now is, are you John or Steve?
I am John.
Let me say, no offense, looking at you, you don't look like you're a guy who could get laid real easy.
And that's really the point of it, is back in the day, back in college, we were both pathetic. I mean, we're just average-looking guys. I mean, not rich, not famous, not good-looking, just average guys.
This guy has written a book with his friend called How to Make Every Girl Want You, How to Have Sex with Hot Girls.
Neat book cover.
It says, you will discover how to have sex without dating. No more nervousness asking girls out. No more money wasted on them. No more hanging up when you get her answering machine. No awkward first dates. No unreturned phone calls. No effort wasted planning dates. No girls standing you up. No awkwardness on how to have make a move.
Wow.
How to make good-looking chicks attack you when they want sex.
Wow. How the hell did you come up with this?
Oh, man.
And this is what I love. How to be your 2 a.m. booty call. How to get the
girl. You mean like when a woman is horny and she just wants sex?
Yeah, she calls you at 2 a.m. to get laid.
And you're the guy.
I'm the guy. My co-author and I are the guys.
All right.
Good for you.
How do you do it?
All right. Well, what we discovered after years of being pathetic, what we realized is that when guys go out looking for women, all we really care about is one thing. We just want to find hot girls. We just want to bang hot girls. I mean,
right.
Guys, we're simple.
Now, you know, I'd say no argument here from anybody here.
No.
But girls are different. And what we found is that girls, either for a serious relationship or for casual sex, what girls really need is they really need to feel an emotional connection with the guy. And so what we realized is it's not difficult to create an emotional connection. And once we learned how, it was really easy.
Hmm. Yeah, how do you create an emotional connection? Do you...
You have to
wear a dress or something like that? What do you do?
You memorize these ten dumb questions, right?
You're looking at the list of questions to ask a girl you've just met, I assume.
Right. For instance, Mike, you want to be the girl?
Yes, I'd love to be the girl. And can we, like, halfway down, can we switch so I can ask you some of the questions?
Oh, no.
Like,
I won't have
a little fun once in a while.
I don't like being the girl.
Oh, come on.
I mean,
now.
Part of creating an emotional connection is really just asking a girl questions and paying attention to her.
But you be the girl.
All right.
And now, as the guy, you don't really care about the answers, do you?
I mean,
you're
to each his own. To each his own, right?
You're play acting, though, really, just to, you know, to get laid.
To get in her pants.
Well, you certainly could be.
But I'm trying to figure something out. See, you're blowing your cover, aren't you, if you say this?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're still trying to be the sensitive guy, aren't you?
Now, the book, though, is How to Have Sex with Hot Girls without even dating them.
Absolutely.
So you couldn't really be a caring, sensitive guy if you just want to be a sexual predator.
Well, why not? I mean, are you saying that a guy who just wants to have sex with girls can't also... be a caring individual?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
I like to think of myself as a nice, caring guy who just happens to really like ass.
How many girls have you banged?
I can't answer that.
Why?
I can't give that one away. Sorry.
Yeah, between over 100. Over 100.
Oh, no. Here's the thing. I get asked all the time. People say, John, are you must be in triple digits. Are you in triple digits? The thing to realize is how pathetic we used to be. I mean, neither of us lost our virginity until we were a senior in college.
Wow.
And, I mean, it was only in the last couple of years that we really figured out how to do this.
Basically hit your stride when you get out in the workforce. And,
it was a couple years after that. We spent a couple pathetic years in the workforce, but about a couple years ago, we were... early to mid-20s, we finally got all this stuff together. And
so is this book specifically designed for guys that are in college? Is that...
No, not at all.
Just for losers?
It's for average guys. Let's put it like that. Oh. Average guys like myself. Like I said, not rich, not famous.
All right, Don, I will play the role of the woman. Ask me some of those questions.
So, are you from this city?
Who wants to know?
You think you're going to get laid with these questions?
Those are just some suggested
opening. Why did you come to this city?
I think that's very personal.
So
I resent the fact that you're asking that.
So you think you'd do better going up to a girl, doing what most guys do, just bragging about yourself, talking about yourself, about...
Now, I'm out of the loop, because I've been married for 21 years.
I know this.
And I know that if I'm not the typical guy... now you can help Mike. Mike is separated.
Yes, yes, I know.
And more or less on the market.
Mm-hmm. More or less.
And I know that even back in the day, I never did things like this. I would always pick up.
You had the telephone at a radio station.
Girl, yeah. on the telephone. Mm-hmm. So I was never in these situations.
Well, yeah, you're a
really.
Local. I mean, you're a celebrity here. So I mean,
please. But really, when we go out, we're anonymous, and that's the great thing about radio.
That's the nice thing about radio. No one knows who you are.
That's why I can be here now.
So let's say that Mike's going out, and we'll use Mike as our test case here, since he's.
Oh no.
Or it's you or Joe.
Okay, Joe, bring Joe in.
You want Joe to be?
Yeah, I don't want to be the test case for this.
Hey, you know what? Probably even better with Joe, because Joe's
you know, out there more than I am, believe it or not.
Joe is a loser.
When I'm out there, really, by 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'm so banged up, I don't even know where I am.
Joe's having a BM
right now. Nothing wrong
with
that.
Joe's having a BM?
Joe's going number two right now.
Okay. All right.
So we'll start with Mike.
All right.
All right, now, give Mike, without asking these questions that you have written, like, are you a sports fan? Do you have any brothers or sisters? What advice would you give Mike
look at him. He's a semi-single.
And I have a very important question. I have trouble remembering people's names.
Very successful guy.
That I've met before. Is that important, knowing names?
It's always a good plus, but not at all mandatory.
Not essential?
Definitely not essential.
What would you tell Mike about how he could get laid without dating, which is what your book is all about?
Absolutely.
Make every girl want you.
Absolutely. Well, what we do is, we found, like I was saying, most guys, when they go out to a bar or a party, most guys go up to girls and really just start bragging about themselves. Talking about themselves.
That's what I do.
Hey, well, you're on the radio, though, so you can get away with that.
I walk up and I say, hi, do you listen to the radio?
Exactly.
How are you?
But that works if you've got a really cool gig going like you do here.
Okay, so that does work then.
Absolutely.
So I can write that down to keep. That's a keeper?
It's a keeper for the very few guys out there who happen to have a national radio show.
Here comes Joe Artinger.
There you go.
Here's the guy you can work with right here. Now take a good look at our man Joe.
Now, he looks like an average guy, just like me.
All right, so what would you tell Joe if Joe was to go in a bar?
All right, don't pull the I'm a DJ on a nationally syndicated radio show because you're not. So that's
how about the line that Joe uses when he goes out to bars, which is, I have a baggie of narcotics. Would you like to come to my
hey,
car?
Hey, I heard that works, too, if you can get him back there.
Want to get high. So what would
All right, so what we'd suggest is when you go up to a girl, no cheesy pickup lines. I usually just walk up to the girl, hi, I'm John, just start chatting with her. I'd work in a compliment or two early on in the conversation to really start building the emotional connection, and really just ask her some questions and sit there and listen to her. And the other thing, though, is don't sit there. Don't try and take her home and bang her that night. I mean, really just chat with her for like 15, 20 minutes. Get some good conversation flowing.
Now, hold on. You lost me there.
See? You got to have a little bit of patience.
Now, this seems to be going against what the book is about, get laid without dating. If you're saying you got to lay down the, no pun intended, you got to lay down the groundwork, you got to spend a night with her, then technically you are dating her.
It's not at all dating. You're not spending money on her. You don't even have to ask her out. Now, the one thing, the book doesn't say you're gonna nail her the night you meet her, but we do say if you can just be a little bit of patient, take a week or two, hang out with her one or two more times, you don't even have to pay for her.
Oh, so then after you establish the relationship,
after you've met her,
you won't necessarily need a date.
Won't need to date at all. It just becomes a totally casual friendship / sex.
Just call over and say, me want sex.
And now, how
can't
do you
go straight there, but
how do you make it so that she's the girl that calls you when she's lonely? How do you make it so that
be the booty call?
That you're the go-to guy?
Mm. Well, the key is what I said, just really establishing an emotional connection with her. Really being the guy she wants to come to when she needs someone to talk to. Being the guy that she just enjoys being around. The key, though, is what we found is if you can really, really get that emotional connection flowing right up front, what we found is that girls will actually, you can be completely honest with them, say, hey, I'm not looking for anything serious right now. I want to keep things totally casual. And they will be so into you because you're the only guy who actually listens to them and pays attention to them that they'll
now there's the rub. Let's say I just want to get laid, but I don't want to have to listen to a whole night of
you might be in trouble though. No. You see, he doesn't want to listen at all.
Well, he's married, so I can understand why he doesn't want to listen.
No, but even if I was single,
I know. It's you making it sound like it's got to go out and listen to her moan and complain for hours. One of the first night you meet her, chat with her for 15, 20 minutes, get the contact info, and move on to some other girl.
All right, so you get the contact info.
Yep.
How then, after you spend 15 minutes, how do you turn that into getting laid?
All right, so next step, call her up or even shoot her an email sometime the next week. Hey, it was really cool to meet you, and invite her to do something totally casual, like, hey, do you want to grab a drink or shoot some pool, or completely casual, and
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Yeah, the girls that you hang out with, obviously, you're talking about building relationships with more than one girl.
Absolutely.
How many of these girls have you shared the book with? Because that must blow the whole thing.
Well, that's
right? Or are your relationships so good with these women that you share this book with them?
No, that's why both my co-author and I moved cities. Yeah, the book came out in July, and we both just moved cities.
You moved out of cities now, and so you don't really want... You want to keep it kind of on the QT that you're the author of this book.
Absolutely.
I respect that.
Thank you.
I totally respect that.
I understand that you want to remain anonymous, but we need... do you mind if I read a little of the book?
Please, absolutely.
Because we need some actual answers here.
Yeah, absolutely.
The powerful concept of relinquishing desire.
This is huge. This is huge.
Why is this huge?
All right. So we talked about really the first half, creating the emotional connection, paying attention to a girl, asking her questions.
Is that CCR?
That's CCR, yes.
Creating?
No, compliments, compassion, and reassurance. The three keys creating a quick emotional connection with
her. All right.
Compliments, compassion, and reassurance. But moving on, so the second half of it is relinquishing sexual desire. What we're saying over the very short term, relinquish sexual desire toward the girl. Like I said, the night you meet her, while every other guy is going out trying to sleep with her or asking her out or trying to hook up with her that night, be the only guy who's just totally cool with it, totally just chatting with her.
Yeah. Hey, that's a little bit of your strategy there.
Hey, can I tell you how I got my wife?
I would love to know.
Back in the day, and my wife is still a knockout, beautiful woman. But back in the day, all right, she really would turn heads. And I met her, and I was immediately like that, in love with her. And I said to her, how about we get together and have dinner? And she said, no, I've dated a couple of people, and I'd really rather just be friends.
Golden.
And I said to her, I have enough friends. Call me when you're interested in something besides being a friend. And I got to be the only guy in the world that ever said to my piece-of-ass wife, don't worry about it. And lo and behold, a couple days later, phone rings. She is consumed by the fact that I, like every other guy, didn't throw myself in front of a car, you know, to have 10 minutes of her time.
Yeah, and I mean, this is especially true the hotter the girl. I mean, the really hot girls are so used to just every guy hitting on them, every guy they meet trying to bang them. And, I mean, what we found is it's with these really hot girls that when you're totally casual, like you said, totally chill, totally cool, then they're just amazed. They're intrigued. They're like, why isn't this guy hitting on me?
I did use the opposite approach with her, and it did work for
me. Well, what you did was you relinquished desire.
Now, here's a passage from the book. Jake went to a party at Holly's house. Holly's 21-year-old sister, Kathy, was in
town. You notice how Joe just walked out of here, Mr. Attention Deficit Disorder?
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
He
can't concentrate on anything for any length of time.
Jake went to a party at Holly's house. Holly's 21-year-old sister, Kathy, was in from out of town. Jake had been friends with Holly for years and had hooked up with Kathy on a few occasions. Kathy's a lot better looking than Jake is. In the past, Jake would spend all night hitting on Kathy and usually wouldn't get anywhere until she was drunk.
Hmm.
Jake had recently learned CCR, and CCR stands for...
Compliments, compassion, and reassurance.
Tonight would be different. Jake chatted with Kathy at the party, but he didn't flirt heavily. Instead, he relinquished desire and spent much of the night talking with other girls. Later, he didn't have to approach Kathy. She approached him. Kathy, Jake, where are you staying tonight? Jake, I don't know. I've had a few drinks. I'll take a taxi home.
Paging Mr. Herman.
Kathy grabs Jake. You're coming with me. Kathy walked downstairs, pulling Jake behind her. She stormed past the rest of the guests through the living room and kitchen, into the spare bedroom, slammed the door shut. Kathy, Jake, you're staying with me tonight. Kathy threw Jake down on the bed and started kissing him. She ripped Jake's pants off, and they had sex for the first time. That's because he low-keyed it.
He completely low-keyed it, relinquished sexual desire, an absolutely true story.
You find women buy this book?
Yes, women do buy this book. They're very intrigued.
And you get feedback from women, I would imagine, on this book.
Oh, women who read it, they say this would absolutely work. I'm afraid to ask who we're calling.
Oh, call my wife.
All right.
Hello. See if she's around. Baby.
Yes, my darling.
Are you listening to the show right now?
Yes, I am.
Now.
Do you hate me?
No, I don't hate you.
Really?
Because believe it or not, you know, a lot of women want to sleep with men, too.
So what do you think, Frieda, of all these ideas in the book?
I think that's probably true. I like the way my husband rewrote history a little bit to make him sound like Cool Hand Luke.
No, but honey, no, hold on. In what way did I rewrite history? Is it not true? I was attracted.
A couple of days later, you did say to me when I said no, but you know, let's be friends. We go out as friends. You said no, I'll pass. And then you're right. That was different than 99% of guys will say. Okay, let's be friends, thinking secretly that you know. they will get you into bed or that you'll fall in love.
Now, I am leaving, the part that I'm leaving out is that in between this,
looking at her window.
Oh, I found her phone number.
He called her 25 times.
And I called and I would always hang up. You know, and this was,
I knew it was him.
And it was before the advent of Star 69.
Was there anything on the phone that was like...
Would just be, I would call her up and I'd think, no, don't, you know what? It would ring and I go, don't talk to her.
That's right. Good, that's good.
You stick it out.
Don't talk to her. But really, that is how I got you, though.
Yeah, and it was, but it wasn't a couple of days, but no, that was, you were different, and I like different, yeah.
And really, I did snag you mm-hmm. pretty quickly. I mean, we met, and then we were dating within a week,
mm-hmm.
and then we got married less than, how many months later?
You know, and that was a different thing too. When we were only just dating, and you said to me, "I know we're getting married," like you were psychic.
Yeah. And you know what? I was talking right on my ass. but it worked out.
But what? No. What your book is saying is it's fine. You know why? Because you're not being deceptive. If you were lying to get a woman, or you know, doing something like that, then I'd say that's wrong. But if you're just, you know, playing a little bit hard to get, well, then that's all right.
And you say in your book that you start a relationship out with saying, hey, I don't want to...
Absolutely. I mean, we preach honesty and sincerity, being totally upfront, hey, I'm not looking for anything serious, and girls really like that.
So if the girl wants that, then that's... I mean, it's not like she's being misled or you're stringing her along or anything, and no, I think that's fine.
Great. Then you wouldn't mind if I brought this book home for Barry.
If Bart's key word is being honest, and the only thing he does is know
probably
how to
not
turn
like
with him a little bit, then I think that's fine.
He's probably not right. Like the book cover, though.
Yeah, the book cover's a little racy.
Yeah,
it's got a girl taking her panties off. All right, baby, I'll see you. I love
All
you.
All right, goodbye.
Yeah, no, she's proof. If this is what you're writing, to do with the opposite thing that most guys do, I'm proof that works.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's funny because we joke around about it all the time. We're like, you know, it's just a lot of it is just the opposite of what we would naturally do. I mean, we'd naturally be like other guys and just go in heavy pursuit, and it didn't work.
Here's a problem. It could be a good problem.
Okay.
Let's say that you use the techniques in this book and that you got five or six girls and you're banging them all. And you've done the same BS with all of them. You listen to them. You've heard all of their problems.
All right.
How do you keep all of the various girls' problems straight? I mean, in your mind...
I would imagine that all the girls, if you were, say, you had four that were in the same social group, that it really wouldn't be necessarily kosher to be having a sexual relationship with all four girls at the same time. You'd probably want to avoid that.
I personally can't really handle more than two or three girls at one time. I mean, after that, it just gets... you can't keep them straight. There's not enough time to spend with any one of them.
You're juggling three.
Okay, let's say that.
You're juggling three.
I typically have two at a time. I'll give you three because I've on occasion had three at once.
All right, let's
They know that you have two at a time?
On one or two occasions they did. It was never really an openly discussed.
Is that more relaxing for you when one of them knows that you're having a relationship with somebody else, or is it more tense?
No, it's better. It's
and
better.
Generally, you don't want them to know about
it. It's a don't ask, don't tell thing. You just don't want them to ask.
All right, so here's my question.
Okay.
You're juggling three.
Mm-hmm.
You're out with number two.
Mm-hmm.
She says...
You said number two.
She says something like, oh, my mother is in the hospital. You say something that relates to girl number three because you've got these three different dialogues going with these three different women. How do you possibly keep it straight, which girl, which story?
You just got to be able to play it off really quickly. I mean, something as simple as, oh, yeah, that's right, that was my friend Kim or my friend Joe who said that to me. I'm sorry.
You know what? I'm still working on the fact that you moved cities. you guys were in a city, and you actually moved out of the city when you wrote...
Oh, yeah, I was down in Richmond, Virginia, and I had to get the hell out of there.
You won't give us a number, but since you found this secret and you put it in this book, Make Every Girl Want You, you've gotten laid a lot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I was getting laid none. Now I'm getting laid quite a bit. It's that simple.
And if someone was to get this book, I know there's not a money-back guarantee or anything, but how long would you do? 48 hours?
It's going to take a week or two.
You talk about nurturing in that book, and you got to lay the groundwork, right?
I mean, first you've got to actually go out and meet a few girls. Then, you know, it's going to take a week or two to establish the emotional connection. I mean, the key is the hardest part is getting it going in the beginning. Once you get it going, though, I mean, you just have a constant pipeline, a constant influx.
Hey, Rob, he's a sly little dog, isn't he?
This book is funny. Hopefully she wants you badly enough on the first hookup, she'll let you give her oral. Go down for a long time.
Oh, yes.
Give her orgasm after O. Don't be selfish. Don't care if she goes on you or if she has sex with you. Keep making her achieve. Spend the night there and give her oral.
So there's the relinquishing desire thing
in the
once
morning.
Again, right?
Why do you want to do this? Well, because girls love oral. This cannot be overstated enough. It's often difficult for women to have an orgasm the first time they have sex with a new partner. Additionally, most women do not routinely achieve from regular sex. But almost every woman will orgasm from well-performed oral. Much like sacrificing your pride when performing CCR on your first sexual encounter with a girl, provide her with great oral and worry about yourself later in the bathroom if you have to.
Relieve yourself later in the bathroom if you have to.
So, like the first sexual experience, in some cases, you do not achieve at all. You take care of yourself later on.
Exactly.
And they would think you were something special, I would.
Absolutely, because so many, I mean, it's just so refreshing for them to meet a guy who's totally chill.
And it's all a scam.
Well, call it what you want.
No, come on. You can be honest with me.
Well, I would imagine...
In the case of actually not wanting to have sex the first night, that part is...
I would imagine, though, there might be some girls who would think there was something wrong with you.
I mean, you know.
Hey, what's the matter? Is it me?
Some girls will think you're gay, but I mean, girls are intrigued by gay guys. They want to be the one who turns you around. So all the more reason to make them think you're gay.
All right, well, look at all of our phones. They are lit.
Wow.
We have to break. We'll come back. All these guys. I see no girls on the telephone. I see nothing but guys.
Can we give the name of the book again before we go to commercial?
Make Every Girl Want You, How to Have Sex with Hot Girls Without Even Dating Them. Is this on Amazon.com?
On Amazon or our website, MakeEveryGirlWantYou.com.
All right. We're here with John. He's written this book, and we'll take your calls.
I would imagine you're a little wealthy now after this, right?
I got to quit my job, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Wow. Yeah, you'll be a little wealthier after today.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Outstanding. And you're getting laid a lot.
Oh, God, it's great.
Now, do you have a regular girlfriend?
No regular exclusive girlfriend, if that's what you mean by girlfriend.
Right. Amazing.
But I did get laid this morning, though, right. So I'm pretty happy.
Let's go out and party later.
Hey!
Hold on, we'll be back with calls for John right after this.
All right.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
We just go, please. We go. Hey, look at me. Look at me. Your money, you know what else? You're a big winner tonight. I want to leave. You're a big winner. I'm going to ask you a simple question. I want you to listen to me. Who's the big winner here tonight at the casino? Huh? Mikey, that's who. Mikey's the big winner. Mikey wins.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Well, you know what Bill O'Reilly says.
My doctor, he said I can have it.
Right.
Gorgy. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, you're doing some pretty decent mixing there with the tape from Swingers, it's followed by Turning Japanese.
Like it's all subliminal.
Sorry to pull back the curtain.
We're here with John, who's written Make Every Girl Want You. Your call's coming up tomorrow on the show. Mr. Skin will be by for his regular visit. Also, we'll be giving away a trip to Las Vegas courtesy of Verimax. Verimax Sexual Enhancer has great sex more often with Verimax. 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Pretty amazing that during the break, like three or four girls from the building here came in and offered John oral. Just on the spot.
It's amazing.
Tomorrow we'll be playing What My Wife Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her.
Ah.
Or maybe What My Husband Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him. Whatever we
Very
decide.
Good.
Also, on tomorrow's show, Charlie Stuang Stabilak, health update. And Ron and Fez are coming to D.C. tomorrow.
They're going
to
be in town?
Yeah, they're going to be here, and we're going to bring in, I guess, screw around with them a little bit.
Very good.
Now the...
be careful.
Yeah, right.
Play hard to get.
Hang around with them.
Yeah, we got to play hard to get.
For Fez. Make every girl want you how to have sex with hot girls without even dating them. Are you ready for us? Some calls, Johnny?
Hey, I just got back from some oral. I'll do whatever we want to do here.
All right, here we go. Don and Mike show. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
And I agree with my man. He's got himself a good point there. I love oral just as much as the next man. No. But the problem is the attachment. The attachment. Once you start listening to the problem, they get all attached, and then it brings out the psycho in some of them, and you just...
Stop mumbling.
You got a lot of problems on your hands.
All right, yeah, that's a valid question. I mean, what about the attachment, and how do you handle that situation?
Well, the important thing is, what I said earlier about telling them up front, keeping this totally casual, and then really following through with it, though. I mean, don't hang out with a girl every single night. Don't just be there at her beck and call whenever she wants you around. I mean...
Well, I guess it's cool even with girls if you're saying you're going to say that up front.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's cool.
Absolutely. And if they start taking up too much of your time, I mean, absolutely, just say it. Say, things are starting to get out of hand. Things are starting to get too serious.
Or why don't you just have sex with them and then discard them?
Hey, I got nothing wrong with that either. Although I must admit, once I'm sleeping with a girl, I like to keep banging her for a good two or three months.
Well, yeah, especially, if it's a good relationship and it's fun and you like the person.
But I thought that we're talking about just having sex with hot girls, not... relationship.
You know what, though? But I find being out there, I will be honest with you, that you get a lot of guys that want to, not only have a relationship, go out and get laid, but then want to just attach themselves to women. I mean, don't you find that out there?
There are definitely guys out there like that. And, hey, no, nothing wrong with that. I personally don't like that attachment to women. I like it over a short term. Two or three months is about good for me.
Two or three days.
Yeah.
Hello, Jason, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey.
Good. I'm kind of skeptical about this. I don't know. It kind of sounds like he's just playing these girls, he's kind of setting up this relationship with them. But my question is, when he moved to the new city, I think that's where the proof is. How quick did it take you in the new city? I think that's where the proof is, because you established networks in the old city.
How long did it take you to get laid when you moved to the new city you live in now?
2.5 weeks.
Well, so not bad.
Not bad.
And do you have a circle of trust in your new city of women that are aware of what you do for a living?
Until this show airs.
Hello, Richie, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hi.
Hey, I got a question for these characters, man.
This guy, Josh, he's Josh, he's right here.
John. What's up?
John.
Hey, I just need to see, how do you become, you not being the D in the glass case, and you get caught up in the friend zone after you're talking about, you got to smooth them over for a couple weeks, but... the listeners, we just want to bang and go home.
All right, is that possible? Is using your technique to just bang and go home?
Is there a chapter in the book on that? I don't want to be the guy that they call and say, guess what, Rich? I just banged this other guy. He doesn't make me feel emotionally attached. Can you come talk to me?
First of all, I have nothing wrong with being the guy that she calls on when she's a little bit horny or depressed. But I know what you're saying. I mean, can you just bang and discard? Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Like I said earlier, I've on occasion banged and discarded, but. Personally, B&D, absolutely. I'm not big on one-night stands, though, because I know when I get through the work of getting the girl into bed, I want to keep banging her for at least a few weeks.
I envision the scenario. It's almost like out of a movie or out of a sitcom that you're sitting there, you're in bed with girl A, and the phone rings, and it's girl B, and you got to do your sensitive trip on girl B, although you have no interest in what she's saying, because has that happened to you personally, where the phone is rung and you're sitting there, it doesn't have to be in bed. You're sitting there.
But you're in the presence of girl A.
Hey, this is why you never have an answering machine. Always have voicemail. So that if she calls, she can't start talking or saying anything over the answering machine that the other girl will hear.
All right. Here is Lisa, Don and Mike show. Hello, Lisa.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Doing good.
Hey, I completely agree with what he's saying. As a female, there's no question that a guy that acts, a little aloof, You know, not trying too hard definitely works, but it really works for females too. And I got to tell you, that's how I ended up with my husband, is hanging out with my girlfriends. We're all little hotties, you know, going in with our little, belly shirts and stuff and going right. into a bar.
Yeah, I would imagine it would work for women mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, but let me tell you, just like not even working and trying too hard.
Yeah, I mean, guys,
just being interesting. You know, frankly, women are a pain in the neck. The way they want so much, you know, pay attention to me, do this, do that. If you don't even go there and just have your own gig going and, hey, buddy, you know.
Well, she might be a good lady. God damn, that's one annoying voice. I had to hang up on her.
Hey, I like her. She liked the book. I like her. Sorry about
built-in
that.
Built-in speaker system.
Here's another girl, Darlene.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
This is not Darlene Michael, is it?
Wait, I don't think this is a girl. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it is?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hello?
All right, go ahead.
You're not married to Larry Michael, are you?
No, I don't know. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. You're on the air.
Thanks. I just wanted to agree with this guy, okay? Totally, 100%. Guys who play hard to get, don't open up their mouth, don't throw themselves at a girl, will get all the women.
Thank you for the endorsement.
All right. Jim, Don and Mike Show. Hi, Jim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I actually got snagged by your technique, though, because I was going to the same few bars that I usually go to, and I ended up going in one night, and two of the girls that I was actually playing, and I told them I was honest about it and told them that I was seeing other people, but they ended up getting to talking, and everything that I said to the one girl was said to the other girl as well.
Mm. Okay.
Do you have? Now, you don't have a chapter for that.
What happens there?
Well, that's why I moved out of tiny little Richmond, Virginia, up to the big city of D.C. That's why my co-author moved to San Francisco.
You know, he's very honest. What he's saying, if it gets really hot, move to cities.
Move.
You know, San Francisco has a bay. You can go to Oakland, be on the other side of the bay, and back in one night. I mean,
Don Mike, hello.
Hey.
Hi, you're on the air.
How you doing, guys?
Okay.
Hey, Heschel. Shlomo.
Hey, how you doing? How's it going?
How you doing?
Good to see you.
Give me the scoop. Is this guy really good looking?
No.
Okay, here's my question for
really?
You.
Really? He looks like he could have been in Schindler's List.
he's slight of build.
What, pardon me?
How average is average looking? You're putting a lot of faith in a girl to say, hey, I'm gonna go with the guy who's average looking, who's playing it cool, as opposed to the guy who's, you know, dashingly handsome.
I'll tell you that this guy makes Martin Short look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. if it means anything.
I was a computer science major back in college. Wow. We're talking. I mean, I'm not a good looking guy here.
So you don't lose out to really good-looking guys who put everything on and, you know, go full steam towards these chicks?
What we found is we can now hang out with our really good-looking male friends and be on par with them. Wow. I mean, sure, they're gonna get girls half the time, but I mean, we're gonna win out half the time too. We're finally on par.
Hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's a pretty honest approach, isn't it?
Hello.
It's making me laugh.
Me too. Hello, Kathy.
Hello.
Last call here. You're on the air. Hi, Kathy.
How are you?
We're doing great.
Doing great.
How do you, I mean, for lesbians, I mean, you know, you can approach a girl in a bar, you know, are your theories the same? I mean, you got any other, you know, advice for us?
For lesbians?
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
since
I'm not a lesbian myself, I really haven't had much experience.
Don't you think that the same thing would apply?
Absolutely. You know, I mean,
the whole hard to get thing?
Absolutely. I think this would elicit the same response from both heterosexual and homosexual women. I mean, I think absolutely. But I don't know for sure.
All right. Thank you, Kathy.
So try it out and let me know.
All right. The name of this book is Make Every Girl Want You. How to Have Sex with Hot Girls Without Even Dating Them.
Look for the book with the cover with the panties around the ankles.
By John and Steve, who have had to relocate to the Bay Area.
Yeah, can I give listeners some ordering info?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. Easiest way to order is off our website, makeeverygirlwantyou.com. Also available on any of the online bookstores, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Just search on Make Every Girl Want You by John Fate and Steve Real. Finally, if it's not in your local bookstore, they can order it for you. Just ask them to order Make Every Girl Want You by John Fate and Steve Real.
You're not going to feel too awkward going up to the counter at Barnes & Noble and go up.
Yeah. If you're going to do order at the counter, don't stand real close to the counter. Stand like on the other side, you know, and just yell across the room, hey, I want to get that book.
Make Every Girl Watch You. How to Have Sex with Hot Girls.
Without even dating them.
How is the book delivered if you get it through the mail?
It's delivered discreetly.
It is?
Absolutely.
It's got the old paper cover on it?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right. Nice meeting you, John. Get out of here.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
No, really. You have to leave.
There he goes.
Bye-bye. There you go.
That was interesting stuff.
Sure was.
And you get laid a lot.
I thought I'm off the air.
I'm just asking. You get laid a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is like an endorsement for your book.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. I'm halfway out the room. They're still talking.
I'm looking at the guy right now. And,
that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's looking at me. He's like, how in the world is this guy getting the ass?
No, yeah, right.
Hey, he's a skinny guy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like Tobey Maguire-ish, except... Not as dreamy as Tobey Maguire.
No, not at all, but, who knows? You know, and a lot of guys in the hallway I've been hearing are going, hey, and they're talking about Charlie Broyhill.
Yeah, this book could have been called
The Charlie Broyhill Story.
My Life by
How I Got My Women.
Charles Broyhill.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
We were all just in the bathroom, and Buzz was the first one that said, hey, do you guys think that book sounds like Broyhill's operating procedure?
I've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
It sure does.
Sammy doesn't know how to write.
Sure does. Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, Winona Ryder stars in Convicted.
Right. Ooh. Oh, you got scooped on that by some bastard.
Yeah, all right.
All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crestpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
America's favorite inebriant, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Dude Walker. All right, we're Buzzy and News. Buzz brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Liking this. P.O.D.
Like
this. Na 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 Winona Ryder. Na 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 guilty. Na 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 na. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. As expected.
Na 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 na.
Winona Ryder's not going to jail. She was, however, convicted today on charges of felony grand theft and vandalism.
What's P.O.D. stand for? Is it like P period, O period, D period?
Piece of dung. I don't know. I don't know. Princes of Darkness?
PBM. Could be.
You know, you shouldn't ask that.
Yeah.
Because then we don't sound cool.
I'm not cool.
No, but
I tried to hide that fact.
I like to pretend that we are.
I bet it's Prince of Darkness.
You've always been cooler when it comes to the music.
I don't know what P.O.D. is.
P.O.D., man. I like this new P.O.D.
I do like it, though.
Well, I like it, too. That's why I asked.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Good rock and roll.
That was
P.O.D., what's it mean?
Payable upon death. Or on death, I'm sorry. They were a Christian. They still are a Christian band.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. Thanks.
Now I really like them.
Hello, Don.
Because you're uncool.
Is that because I'm uncool?
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello? Are you there? Don and Mike show.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm calling from New Orleans. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. We covered that earlier. Hello, Don and Mike show. Sorry about that. Hello.
It's an uncool call.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. Don and Mike, how come you didn't give that guy the sex quiz?
Because he wasn't a celebrity.
Right. And he didn't even want to tell us how much he got laid.
Yeah.
He was a sex celebrity.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike. Just looking for some confirmation on that POD thing. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi.
I'm calling to find out if that book stuff works for girls who want to pick up guys.
I don't know. I'm stuck on POD.
Man, I'm not really interested in anymore. Please don't call.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yes, I'm calling from New Orleans. I
already hung up on you once.
I'm really frustrated, and I'm late to the party.
Don and Mike. Hello. Don and Mike. Jesus Christ. Ouch.
What's wrong with you?
Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Don, this is Tim Raider fan. Hey, with all the rampant disease in Baltimore, you're...
P.O.D., anybody. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, yeah, it stands for Payable on Death. They're a crossover Christian group.
Thank you. Second call.
Unanimous.
Verified it. Thank you. Appreciate
Payable
it.
Payable on Death.
The hotline. Hello.
Not to make you really sound uncool, but even I knew what POD stood for.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
And here's something to make you feel really, really uncool.
Yeah.
You know that church that has the numbers for when your child is acting up? They sell them there.
Oh, they sell. You mean that the nutty church? They sell their albums there?
They're not nutty. They're just a Bible church.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're very, you know, devout and happy. And yeah, Bart bought one of the POD CDs there.
All right, honey.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye bye.
POD for GOD.
That's right.
And now here is the buzz.
That's cool. Winona Ryder, guilty of grand theft. Grand theft for stealing more than $5,500 worth of designer clothing from Saks in Beverly Hills. Vandalism for damaging some of the clothing by cutting off the security tags and leaving large holes in the fabric.
I really, really wish I was out in California to comfort her. I feel very bad for her.
The prosecutor says she won't ask for jail time. She says
so sweet.
She'll ask for probation and community service. She also said,
I got the hots for her. I always have.
I know you do.
You don't, and I have.
She's squirrely. Although
there are like pictures of her. I guess it was USA Today where she had all the different outfits that she wore.
Have come around on her rack, though.
Yeah, she's hot.
I want to ask Mr. Skin about that tomorrow. Yeah. She's got some nice boobage.
She's beautiful eyes.
Cute and squirrely. The prosecutor.
And she's cool. prosecutor, and she thinks God's cool.
Absolutely.
Prosecutor says she'll also, the actress will be required to pay the store for the items she damaged and shoplifted.
I'll pay for them.
Sentencing will come December 6th. When asked by reporters how she felt about the verdict, Ryder replied, "Thanks for asking."
Now, this is not the writer, the guy who's on the show, with the guy that's just...
No.
I would like to plead not guilty.
Wrong writer.
It's a different writer. Okay.
Winona Ryder.
This is not Easy Rider.
No, not CC Rider.
All right, thank you.
Cockfighting is now only legal in two states, Louisiana and Mexico.
I had to stop the bruising.
The voters in Oklahoma yesterday decided to ban this rural tradition. In cockfighting, roosters are fitted with razors and put into a pit where they fight to the death.
Oh, that's great fun.
The vote to stop this was 56-44% in Oklahoma.
The big deal is they just turn into nuggets anyway.
The White House says President Bush will be asking for the support of Democrats as he pursues his agenda. That agenda includes deeper tax cuts, and it has the backing of a Republican Congress. The Republicans won back majority control of the Senate in yesterday's elections, took a firmer control of the House. It's the first time in 50 years the Republicans have controlled the White House and the Senate. Republicans also won a majority of the governor's seats up for grabs yesterday, but Democrats still have a slight majority of those offices. The president, meanwhile, has reportedly been talking today about running for re-election in 2004.
What have I been saying for the last 4 minutes?
Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Dan, did that jerk that wrote that article about your death lose his campaign for Senate?
Yes.
It was Congress. It was in my district, and
he got killed.
He never had a chance.
I mean, if you pardon the pun, he got killed.
Yeah. He was a token candidate, and I believe he got something like 22% of the vote, and the other guy got the rest.
And also the lady in New Mexico lost. So it was a big victory for the Don and Mike Nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
And, Don and Mike.
Remember, POD rules.
Yeah.
That is cool.
You're cool, Mike.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They can't stop hating on people. Don and Mike.
Right, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, the Minnesota Vikings were hoping wide receiver Derek Alexander would be the answer to the departure of Chris Carter, but that's not going to happen. The ninth-year veteran is out for the season with a torn ligament in his left knee. Finally, the movie Jackass is still going strong at the box office, but it's also making people sick.
We got to remember to try to call Rip Taylor tomorrow.
Our friend.
Oh.
In one of several gross-out scenes, a man uses a toilet that's on display in a hardware store. The producers knew this sickness would happen. They put air sickness bags on the backs of the seats at the movie's Hollywood premiere. Last week, there were at least 3 confirmed reports of vomiting at a theater in Knoxville, Tennessee.
You know, I heard that, Buzz, and that sounds to me like in the olden days when they would say, you know,
yes,
if you're pregnant, do not enter this theater.
Doors will be locked. You will not be allowed out.
Studio hype.
Yeah, it was all invented by a guy named Bill Castle. None of it ever pans out.
Yeah, it's studio hype.
I would think it would be hype, except the movie's already been out and already been doing just fine without the hype.
Yeah,
so, anyway.
It doesn't hurt the box office.
No. Yeah, but Buzz, look at the box office between week one and week two.
Yeah, trying to boost it back up, sure. Anyway, quoting one theater worker, if you're eating something during the movie, some of the scenes might upset your stomach. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
We ruined your fun.
No, I'm
sorry. you're right. You know, I lost my internal clog, and I didn't realize that was the funny one.
That was the last story.
You're right, though.
All
right.
Walked all over it.
See you tomorrow. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
What BM eaters we are. Good day to you, sir.
Can you?
That's great, BM.
Can you?
Yeah.
BM.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.